This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We
let us take some moment and begin to pray in the Spirit. I want you to pray in the Spirit for a moment, intentionally pouring out your spirit man, intentionally pouring out your spirit man, your cry, your demand, your cry, your demand. I want you to do that intentionally. Father, we're right in this room, and this is our heart cry this evening, that you cause your spirit to be poured upon us from on high. We ask in the name of Jesus that you are benevolent to us. The Bible says that the spirit helps our infirmities, for there are many things that we cannot reminisce in. Albeit the spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead that dwells in our mortal body begin to help us, shifting us from realms to realms, dimensions to dimensions, glory to glory, capacity to capacity. And I hope that you're sensitive people. Barash to fenan zifahash zikete barada fenan embrasha barada fenakidas zifahila zifahai kanis the sizafanas embrasha barati keteke barada fenan eshapa braska penan velas zifahai kanis the sizafanis embrasha barada fenas zikete barada fenakidas embrasha barada fenan. Lord, this is our desire, this is our cry, this is our desire. This is our cry. 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 There is a supply of the Spirit. 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 You are traveling a realm into another. You are leaving your former face into another. Like a snake molting, you are shifting into superior versions, shifting into superior dimensions. Zabaru Suprahatofenan, Embrashaparate Kete Papraskaperadafanan, Zahila Zivahash, Kanista Sisafanis. Come on, stretch, come on, stretch, come on, stretch. Come on, stretch. Pedestal upon that atmosphere. 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 The Lord is here and I know it. I'm on an atmosphere bound by covenant and I am sensitive. And so I begin to take advantage. I leverage by the Spirit. I leverage by the Spirit. I leverage by the Spirit. My eyes are open. My ears are opened. I know what the Lord is saying. I know what the Lord is doing. And so I take advantage by the help of the Spirit. Shabras kapenan zevahash kanistas zikete baradafanan. Barasto fenan zivahai kanistas isafanis. Come on, stretch. 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 There is a destination we are traveling to. Come on, stretch. Zebras kapa brata fenan. Zezevena zivahai. Kanista sisafanis. Embrasham braska brasevahai. Kana zevahadas. Zikete barata fanas. Eshapa brasham brasa breke barata fenan. Embrasham brati sisafanis. Zikete barata fenan. Embatwai kapunan zivahash. Kanista sisafanis. Beraska penan velakakiras. Embrasham brase barata fenan. Ezekiti Babrande Velaska Penan Zibahas, Zekiti Babratis Sasafanis, Eraska Beba Penas, Zekiti Babrata Fenan. Come on, stretch. Come on, stretch. Come on, stretch. Zekiti Babrata Fenan, Zekiti Bahada Fenan Zizafanis, Mahila Zibahas, Kanistas, Zekiti Babraska Beba Brata Fenan. Oh, my Jesus, our infirmities are helped. Our infirmities are helped. Our infirmities are helped. There is a supply of the Spirit. 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 There is a supply. supply of the Spirit. There is a supply of the Spirit. There is a supply of the Spirit. Barastosis of Hanis, Sekete Babraska Penan Velakakiras, Eshaprata Paretekete. I'll be he that speaketh in an unknown tongues. Scripture says he edified himself. The Bible says that you speak to no man. How be it you speak to God? You are edifying yourself and you're speaking to God Almighty. You are edifying yourself and you're speaking to God Almighty. You are edifying yourself and you're speaking to God Almighty. And presses of Anish, Zikitiva Braska Benan, Zikiparas of Enan Shavas. Understanding, and I want you to trust my perception. Lord, help me way beyond the things that I can speak in understanding by my ignorance in the Spirit. Let mercies prevail. I secure your help by the Holy Spirit. Help me in areas of my life that I do not even know I need help yet. Help me, Lord. We're teaching us touching superior quality of life and living as a believer, coming minister. Lord, help me. Way beyond my alignment, way beyond my yieldedness, is an attempt to interpret the many cry of your heart, is an attempt to interpret what the Spirit is supplying in our spirit man. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Let there be help for me. Let there be help for me. The Bible says that we have an advantage of an helper, the comforter. However, until we begin to secure his inheritances in our life, we will not see the administrative prowess of his powers. Lord, help me. You have sent me help, but I secure help this evening. Help me, Jesus, especially in the places that has not been downloaded in my mind. I can't speak them in understanding. However, I pray in the Spirit, yet I pray in understanding, and I ask that you help me. Help me on this part of maturity. Help me on this part of discipleship. Help me on this part of ministry. Help me on this Christian lifestyle. Help me in the dimensions that make up for essence. Help me, Lord. 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 And let the weight of your glory, let it cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth that makes kingdom, let it rain in us. Lord, let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth, the one that makes kingdom, let it rain in us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, shout amen. Amen. Father, I ask this evening as usual that you edify us and only you art glorified. Way beyond our cry, our hunger, our thirst, Jesus, take over from here. Amen. I prophesy over someone's life that this is your service. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father, for answered prayers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Say amen, and you may be seated. God bless you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for converging with us this evening again. I long to actually help through the word, and then we can focus on prayers. I use it for your tone now. All right. I think that we need a lot of drillings this season, and Jesus shall help us in the name of Jesus. All right. I will take my footing from where I stopped last week, the making of a minister, and this makes it the second chapter. I didn't intend for this, but I bless the Lord for how he led us and taught us last week in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. One of the things that stood out for me last week was emphatically the consciousness of conviction, either as encounters or belief systems, and number two, the boundaries of scripture becoming the stretch and strength of our exploration. Are you with me at all now? We said something quite essential last week, that the scope of a genuine minister is not complete or is not in fullness until there is the presence of, listen again, either encounters or belief systems for convictions, and also an avalanche of the blessedness of scriptures by teaching priest, and then a self-practice discipline to bring boundaries to our exploration. It's a simple to understand. All right, so I want to move on, and we want to take the Apostle Paul as our case study. What we are attempting to do is to help ourselves and also be helped by the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit can find the right raw ingredients internally and externally to make a kind of a man he can commit his kind of work unto. Does it make some sense now? Let me say this as I start. At the end of our lives, what will matter is not results. Are we still together now? They don't judge car in heavens. They don't judge houses in heavens. I'm sorry, but they don't even judge a beautiful marriage in heaven. They judge eternal or eternals, not divines. Are you still with me at all now? You have heard me say marriage is divine, not eternal. I'm not against marriage. But you can't even think I'm against marriage. It's too early. I'm always trying to be safe. Oh, wow. What a generation. Are you still with me at all now? All right. So, if you understand what I just said now, you'd see that an average person amongst us does not have our full focus on the right things. And I'm not speaking against cars and houses and marriage. That would be foolish of me, because you need the best of them, especially to speak the language of God that is excellence amongst heathen. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we're not talking down on the best of an apartment, the best of a vehicle, but that cannot be the focus. At the last days, all of these things will lose their sense of value placed upon them by you and I. When the Antichrist shall appear, dollar will not have value anymore. It will not matter anymore if you had a car or you were leasing one. It will not matter the hand of the hand. All of the things that we were able to come by, which are the benefits of practicing the word, or, you know, doing the things of God. Are you still with me at all now? Because as our soul prospers, we would also prosper. Does it make sense now? By the law of first mention, prosperity first has to do with increasing in strength, in capacity, in wealth. Are you still with me at all? The word was used first on Isaac. Are you following me at all now? So we cannot come into a foolery and now think prosperity is something that is just spiritual or internal. Prosperity is expressed physically. Do you understand now? But at the end of our life, the purpose of prosperity is where we are judged. Does it make some sense now? And I want to say this again as we pick it up from here, that the Holy Spirit has only one assignment, and is to bring us into the perfected work of what you shall be judged for. Does it make some sense now? Let me go to the end of our realities as we stand. 2 Corinthians, it should be, I believe, chapter 5, verse 10. The media should help perfect. The Bible says, all of us shall stand at the judgment seat of Christ to receive all that we did in our bodies. Are you still with me at all now? The Bible said clearly that for the believer that believes in Jesus, you are not receiving a judgment again of going to the lake of fire or all of those things. However, there is a superior judgment. Now that you are sure that you are safe, you are sure, I think you should have the confidence to now walk. Do you understand, John? You are not scared anymore of eternal damnation. Say amen. And the concept of apostasy has to be balanced. You have heard me shout it over and over. Apostasy is real and it's true, that people can depart from the faith, but God cannot leave man. Even after a man leaves God, is impossible, because the things of God is eternal come immortal. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But God does not judge you for him being with you. He judges you for you being with him. Are you to get the balance now? Technically, as it were, God loves all men, but God judges our love for him, not his love for us. It says, all things work together for the good of those that are called according to and love the Lord, not that God loves. God loves all of us, of course, and he died for all of us. Is that correct? But we will become universal in our approach, not for globalistic, you know, perspective, but universalism. Are you seeing me at all now? That means that everybody was going to be saved even if they didn't accept Jesus, and that's a lie. Judgment is now a maximization of everything that is in the finished works of Christ. Does it make some sense now? So for instance, everything we are crying for, and blessed prayers we prayed with Psalms chapter 2, is that correct? Ask for the eating for thy inheritance and the people, is that correct? For your possession. Let me say this again as we move on. When you watch people rise, grow and increase in the kingdom, it wasn't because God loved them more than you. It was literally what everyone asked for. And the Bible literally teaches us that how we ask in this kingdom is very scientific. The Bible says it's all you can ask or think. That means there are two approaches towards asking. Asking literally, or what you are thinking on, is also a demand. When you watch the way people pray, I don't mean the physical effort. I mean the tenacity by instruction, information. I hope my words are simple. That instruction is, there is a way you receive instruction. No, let me say it this way. When you begin to interact with scripture, this your dire need of thinking you need a mentor to monitor you will die a natural death. I've seen a lot of people reach out to me and say, I need somebody that will be telling me what to do, stop that thing. No great man is told to stop something or start something. The scripture is written for, we'll get there. There is, are you with me at all? Reproof. Two of those words, the last word is instruction, but there are two instructions in that text. One of the instructions is when you don't need someone to come talk to you anymore. Does it make some sense at all now? Are we all still together? All right, so I'm trying to drive us to a point where everyone in life is a function of their demand. The supply of the Spirit follows the demand from the Spirit. Say amen. Until you have asked for geography and demography, you don't have a moral right to believe that it was Satan that limited you. There is a way we find excuse for ourselves, and people say things like, you know, we're small because we are saying the truth. It's a fallacy. I hope you understand now. The greatest truth said was the truth of Jesus, which is salvation. He died for it, and the whole world is looking for ways to be saved. They hate the heralder of salvation, but they want the product of salvation. That's how you come to understand humanity. I've always said it over and over that if they take consequence away, even some people in church will run out of Christ. If they don't know anything you do, God will not punish you. You just say, are you sure? You pick your Bible and say, thank you so much for preserving me to the consequence. So basically, we have excuses for what we did not demand for. Are you seeing me at all now? And this demand is in our making. Is it basic to understand? You see, but the advantage of encounter is that it gives you the benevolent strength to ask for God and never think you are over-asking. All of us in this room are a victim of our transformation. What does that mean? If I tell everyone in this room now to ask the Lord, let me use literal cash as an example. Ask the Lord for an amount. And you know, I like to be practical because every day looks like class to me. Let's be fair. Don't know who will be genuine with me. Let me see your hands up if you will be genuine. One person. I need two more people. Two. Any other genuine person? So all of us are ingenuine people. Okay, Pastor Peter, number three. You speak loud so I hear you. So, okay, let me start with you. If you're going to ask for some cash, how much will you ask? $1 million worth? $1 billion. I love that. Hallelujah. No, you will understand shortly. $1 billion. It's okay if you are very, you can stand. So that I feel you are two. How about you, sir? A millionaire. Beautiful. Fair people. Don't hard words. My $30,000. Hold on. Can God do what they all asked for? The question is not can God, is why. And everybody asks for their why. You thought they asked for cash. Why did you ask for $1 billion or naira, whatever? I lost details. Just say your reasons. You will soon know why. Because of what is the assignment? No, don't say the whole assignment before, you know, principalities and powers focus on you, but just find a way to say it, you know, be wise. Enabling people for the assignment. So you need such capital for enablement, empowerment. Can you see why? The challenge with that fund now is that if why he is asking is not in tandem with his making, he will never receive it. It's not about asking correctly. He's asking your transformation. This man now asks for a millionaire. Is that correct? I know it must be start off. Don't worry. Pastor Peter calculated what you know, someone said something and said, I forgot. But he was saying is when you marry, you know maybe why someone denied Jesus or something. I can't. Now listen. He asked for 30,000. Let me know your reason. Don't let me assume. For entrepreneurship, I know in my mind that what don't mind me. So you begin to see now that when people are asking, you cannot wake up now and read all the nations and say you are asking. It's funny that he is both in you to will and to what? Is it making some sense? What you ask and receive is explained and expressed in your making. Jesus grant access to encounters, either as belief construct or encounters in their visionary pictorial form to drive us here. Where what you are asking does not seem too much. Where what you are asking does not seem to what? Too much. Say amen. Are you still with me at all now? Now that we are trying to just introduce and clarify that the things we'll be judged for are the immaterial that we give material expression to, we have to learn number two, which I'm still trying to bridge from last week, that there is a big challenge on ground, and it's the challenge of denominationalism. Did I say it's called denomination? Are you still with me at all now? Now listen to this. When I was preparing, I took my time again. I have an understanding of scripture, and when I say that, I don't mean a side or private interpretation from scripture. Let me be safe, because somebody said that's what you have. Now, in scripture, churches are territorial. What did I say now? Churches were never denominational. In the Apocalypse of John the Revelator, he had a vision to the church in Asia. Is that in your scripture? In Laodicea, Pergamos, seven of them. They were not denominations. They were territorial presence of the church in Asia. Because Jesus sent a deliverable prophecy through that prophet of God that the church in Asia was responsible for the climate of Asia. Follow me carefully. And through the instrumentation, the emphasis of that word is that he kept saying, hear what the Spirit is saying to the angel of those churches. Now, the angel is the word angelos, technically in Greek. I see me at all. It means messenger. It means the pastor. Does it make some sense? Say amen. All right, so say amen. So the Bible makes us understand something, that the concept of the church is a strategy of God to make ministers of that platform beyond just blessing the people through the service structure that is a stretch of their work in God. Ministry is an overflow. Is how much I've gone into God I come to. Do you understand that? But beyond this, there is an infrastructure hidden that the public eyes does not see, that genuine ministry was designed to help make that man. Is it simple now? But we began to explore last week, and one of the things we said is that denominationalism has actually injured that strategy of God. Does it make some sense now? So, and I said something, and I'm standing by my words. We grew transition from the Aladira movement into the Pentecostal. Is that true? Then some charismatic, all of that, you know. So for someone is, I'm a redeemed member, I'm a winner's member, I'm a all of those things, and it's beautiful stuff. You know, those platforms enabled us and produced some of us. However, that disjointed flow could not help Nigeria produce the church in Nigeria. And Nigeria's problem is going to be solved not by churches in Nigeria, but the church. Read all through your Bible. The church in Corinth and Ephesus were not different churches. They were expression of the church to the Gentile nation. It's unfortunate now that we can't marry churches anymore, but we can marry ministers. Let me give you an example. Do you know that, and I take this clue all the time, there was a, I think it was a pastor's meeting or something. I went to Pastor Lamdi, and in that meeting we cried. In that meeting, the Bishop Wale Oke cried. So that's what means when I just burst into tears. You know, when fathers are crying, you are at risk. May our parents not cry because of us. And I didn't commit any direct sin, but they kept saying, your generation, your generation. So when Baba cried, cry comes to cry. So now, so I'm trying to say that cry was a response out of programming. So I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. And we listen to a broadcast from Pastor Adeboye, and that broadcast, that he said something very powerful. He said, if all ministries, he said it, if you are not careful, you won't hear the word. Well, like RCCG, he said the whole world will have been saved now. And that was audacious. It wasn't about you being like RCCG, it was the passion, the energies. Now, the daddy that said it, actually, if not for structure, daddy is talking about himself. Ask me, how do I know? Because down the line, the passion is not even the same. I know. I was there for many years. Are you getting the message now? Which means, listen to this carefully. What Baba is saying, let me interpret it. Because I always remember that word. And that word, you see, when you study men like Bishop Oyedepo, all these men and the way they do so winning, many of us that are young in ministry have to repent. But we have to do generational repentance. Many of us will not have one over tenth of that ministry transition. We will never have appetite for souls anymore. Have you seen Bishop in Otter Market before? Coming out maybe from a jeep door trying to preach with market women? What did they see that they could not shut their mouth and have to still tell people after 30, 40 years of a walk and they were not satisfied? Because everyone that really met Jesus told somebody else. But now we raise believers that met a kind of Jesus and they shut down after they meet him. You know, now promise people that when you receive Jesus Christ, your future is safe. I don't know where we saw that in scripture because I've not found it before. That after you receive Jesus Christ, your life, no more trouble. And I know people think I'm antichrist, but you need to show me a verse that really said that. He says, in this world you will see tribulation. When you receive me, you are not in trouble. He says, in this world you will suffer for my sake. But we tell people, receive him, tomorrow might be too late. Your life will change forever. And I say, why should I walk? Should I tell you the truth? If all the campus expression in this place becomes the church in Luth, Luth will be saved in one day. Satan's strategy is that the church will not be in Luth, but there are churches in Luth. And once there are churches and not the church, you cannot have ministers. You have business guys. Everyone fighting for their empire. Have you seen people fight for members before? You don't see something. Wow. Thank God I'm inside loose. Let me laugh at you guys a bit. So when we got here, let me laugh. Part of my job is to say the truth in a funny way. So it's time to laugh. But listen, when we got here, I'm a very careful person, so I try to keep details and information. The Lord said we should show up 4 p.m. Fridays. So we said so. And funnily, that date was open, that timing was open. So then after everything, he said, you cannot have more than 4 to 5 or something. Ah. So I told them off, because the first challenge we had was that no church uses more than an hour 30 minutes into 2. You understand? And honestly, they told us, what kind of church is that? What kind of church are you doing for 2 hours? Church, 1 hour, 1 hour, you are done. Say, who is this Jesus thing? So when that was a litmus test. That's like what do medical people call when you do a scan and you know the problem of the diagnostics. So I knew the cancer. So I said, let's use cancer to cancel cancer. So let's negotiate for just 30 minutes more so that it's normal church to them. So 5, and I said, there's even 5, but they'll talk to the next people. You understand kind of stuff? So they spoke to the next people. Those ones who said, they say we'll shift down a bit. So why would you say, let's just do it 6 since you have shifted? And so I said, okay, so we now shifted. That my real story is not even the time. Should I tell you the real story? The real story was the fact that a point came, the people actually had to say, shut down in time so that our people will not enter your service. When you're talking, our people are hearing and they always want to enter. So we had to sign that when
If you are here any time, they will ask you, are you from this place? Sorry, you can't. They say, I left what I'm. No, you are sorry. Your church say you cannot listen. Really, in this place that we are, before we now brought out Matogun and say, no, they got not the land by their own soul. Is it because you are doing Lagos? You are. Bring some three out now. Father, now you go drop the venue. Waiting the word. But that's not the emphasis. You understand? But that's where that's where we got to. Where you have to use some three. If you do a litmus test now in the generation that we are, there is a different kind of Jesus, and so a different kind of minister. Because Jesus does not change. Only those that reveal Him change. We now have a kind of Jesus. Are you still with me at all now? If the church in Ikeja, just Ikeja is a local government, am I correct? I hope I'm saying the right thing. I'm not really a Lagos person, so but Ikeja, right? Let me say where no, Ogba, Jewish Aga. If all the churches in Ogba comes together and you have the church in Ogba, all the area boys shall be saved. There will not be a place you turn to that there will be inequality. But Satan's strategy is simple. Never let there be the church, but let there be churches. Satan can plant a church against the church, and you will count it plus the church. The challenge is not, nothing is wrong with the church. Everything is wrong with the minister that is trying to administer ministry as the church. Does it make some sense? I say this because I'm trying to answer questions like, why can't the church pray and maybe the president should just die? You know, people are angry, they talk and say, JP is Jesus. If you don't want him, let's pray and the angel that killed Herod is alive. I know. But the challenge is that when you pray, somebody else will counter your prayer. If we agree now and say, Lord, how many of you are still trying to know the election, the prophecy for inauguration? Prophecy for inauguration. You are tired. You have given up. That was too fast. You know, now, if you want to prophesy, there are things you have to put in consideration. Part of it is Kirikiri prison, maximum, DSS. I know some of you are looking at me. I will keep saying this thing in a funny way till you get the message. Because our job was not to be saying the prophecy on YouTube. We're supposed to beg the prophecy in the place of prayer. We're still not disadvantaged, but we don't work prophecies in the church. A prophet will come and say there will not be election. I will say there will be election. I will say the election will stand, but you know, the one will say it will stand, it will hold. For who is Jesus? Who spoke? Is a revelation of the fact that, are you getting the message now? Now, Jesus is pure, blameless. You know, Jesus is creator. You can't, all of our limitation does not, you can't crest it on him. What then is the problem? The problem is that all of these guys were not made properly. If we were back in Bible days, we would have had more superior ministers than today. Because it's the church in Ephesus that will have made a man. Not in my own Bible school, in the school of theology where I went to. According to what we learned, is somebody in church of all now? Not where what we believe in has said, the doctrines that we believe, how we see things, where my GO said, all of us are stranded, plus the man talking. It's time to get back to the place of solace with the part that is scripture. The way we are now, if somebody describes ministry to you, you might lose your calling. That's where they would describe ministry, you'll be scared to start out. Ministry of Jesus, reach out to the sinner. There's a way they will tell you what ministry is. You will now be the sinner. They will have to reach out to you. You don't understand what I'm trying to say at all. Because everything will die a natural death on the strength of what you are listening to. See, it's in this same body church that we have people that believe Satan is powerful than Jesus. And somebody's telling me, I'll be careful, bro. Satan is very powerful. Somebody told me, said, the way you talk down prayer, I would advise you be careful so that Satan will not get you. When I check, it was an apostle in brief, APST. Apost is apost. Apost, apost. It's a short calling. So it's a short coming. And then we say, put on the whole armor. You have watched Chinese film too much. It's affecting you. The whole armor, are you still with me at all? The drama is too much. Because people are revealing their making. Is it simple to understand? I will stay here because that's the real diagnostics. I'm not. It's not a minister conference. It's a convergence to raise genuine ministers. That you know that once the conditionings are corrupt, say amen. In our class in the School of Service, I think 2 days ago, we discussed something close to this. So somebody asked a question. Let me ask the question and I'll give the answer. And he said, I can't ask the question correctly, but he mentioned the word drillings. He was saying, are drillings like part of the making of a leader or something like that? And instantly I understood what he was saying. Because in this part of Africa where everything is effortful, if you don't see some certain kind of suffering, God did not call you genuinely. You don't understand what I'm saying now? We don't have a clear-cut curriculum of how God makes ministers. Do you understand what I'm trying? So people, when you say I didn't see people, and now run mad, and now got well, people believe you are more powerful. Tobati Paluri, once you, it's called like Barcelona, there is hand of God. They call this, you know, I'm not a prophet enough because of my, and I'm not the one that chose my earthly father. But even my ear started from here. Ah, they say, this guy is, this is the order of Elijah. That's the kind of church you are in now. Go! I said, Jaddy. Unfortunately for us, because we didn't have a curriculum to tell how to be made, Nigeria was part of the factor that made us. Some of us are trying to become ministers so that we will actually come out of poverty and alleviation scheme. People have seen that the way things are going, since pastor used to prosper under any circumstance or condition. So why won't I be one? And now there's a school. I saw engagement for, what? Not engagement, that's where you're looking for a job, vacancy for pastors. You've not seen it before. Pastor one, and they say he must be honest. Pastor, they even say pastor must be honest. It's online. Do pastor vacancy now. You will see a lot. Say salary non-negotiable for pastor. Salary non-negotiable. Wow. You're not hungry. Pastor see members as what do you customers? Are we ready this night? I painted the problems well so that you know that we are not still advantaged, even if we are made in the cubicle. Do you understand now? If you only make up my mind and say, I will keep myself pure and I stay in the rock, we will not be effective territorially, we will be effective personally. We will do more personal ministry orientation, well, not territorial ministry. And you know a church by the presence in the territory. When something goes wrong in Pergamos, the government by politics has only the advantage of politicking. We have advantage of the atmosphere. Are you with me at all now? Daniel was responsible for the atmosphere of Persia. Does it make some sense now? Are you following me at all now? He had business with the prince, the principality. You could have a king, fiscal. That's our. And unfortunately, we don't have ministers like Daniel. Are we together? So today now, anyone springs from anywhere, and I think I have rights to say these things. Because somehow, somewhere, back to that conference where I was mentioning, are you seeing me at all now? The fathers are out, and I understand, but I could be self-righteous enough to say I'm not part of those out. The father, I think me too, I'm more out. Because when I was trying to break into my calling, the fathers didn't create infrastructure for some of us. We fought our way here. You know what it means to fight your way? You fought your way for your voice not to be killed. You get the story now. So it's a two-side of the story. The challenge is not either fathers or son. The challenge is the church. There is not the church of Nigeria. It's why a government we pick. Don't think about anyone. Man, I'm preaching. Let me say this before I say what I'm saying. When the government picks a man and locks him up, there's a difference between persecution and prosecution. I hope you understand now. And so when people commit sins, they are not suffering for Christ. You suffer for Christ literally when what you are suffering for is the gospel or whatever come out of the mouth of Jesus. You understand now? And the government we live by, they searched me too. Let me give you an instance. One day the bank called me to come to fix something in my account, and I walked into security agencies in GT Bank. So once you say anything about the government, they will search you, even up to taxation. You get what I'm saying? So the government can search you for 20 years till they find. You get the story now? So if a government is after someone, don't just be emotional and say they are killing all the prophets. Government will look for an excuse to leverage on. I'm not speaking as the best person, I hope you understand, but it will help our judgment sharpen so we're not just all emotional. Are we still together? I hope I'm not in too much of trouble. But if there is a church in Nigeria, you won't pick a man of God, right or wrong, and there will be silence everywhere. Are you seeing me at all? You won't pick a government. Are you seeing me at all now? And everybody's watching. In the church in Nigeria, if I run into trouble, you are on your own. You say, So the person I'll talk first is a man of God. Maybe you can prophesy. Prophesy your way out of Kirikiri maximum. Always add maximum, please. If there was a church in Nigeria, Christians wouldn't be scared of persecution. That if a government came in, are you with me at all now? What will happen is that everybody is going to actually come back under their systems created. Are you with me at all now? And that's what we have. I'm not saying with all effrontery that there is no church in Nigeria, but I'm saying prophetically that there is no church in Nigeria. There are churches. There are able ministers. There is no technical territorial ministry. It's not being critical. Hear me well. Listen to what I said. Be a judge. Is it hard to take over a state? Do you think it's that hard? The Bible says a whole city listened to Paul. The mistake you think is only Paul ministry that did well. It was Paul and all of the apostles. But people broke into the administrative strengths. Are you with me at all now? When you are listening to Peter, listening to the 12 disciples at the same time. But you get what I'm saying now? And that's how the papal system was birthed. You know, there will always be a leader per time. Two people cannot lead technically at the face of value, humanity. Does it make some sense now? When you hear a whole city listen to the word, it's a product of a lot of discipline. It's a lot. Are you with me at all? Now, it's not just as if one man's ministry prospered. We'll get there next week. The Bible says, I mightily grew the word. Then other ministries can now grow. Until the word of a territory is not secured through ministers, you can't see Jesus Christ on the landscape. Does it make sense now? You cannot. We are only trying to do damage control. And until you come to the point to know that you cannot be made in isolation. You can only be made in separation. He said, separate unto me, not isolate unto me. We have more isolated ministers that are bleeding. And if we break through, we will be worse than what is on ground. What moral right do you have to actually contribute to what I'm doing? Where were you? Where were you? Are you getting the message now? I hope you understand. Where were you? When I was doing like this, sitting the rock, where were you? Where? So you now come and say, dear man, who is your dear man of God? That's a real problem on ground. Jesus has to heal all of us. And Jesus has to begin to birth churches amongst us. Are you with me at all now? That even though you might not think that you have the authority, are you with me at all, the autonomy to put people together, if you stand there as a bridge, the church is established. Does it make some sense now? We need to build the church. You know what they call the church? Shout amen if you are still with me. Amen. Come on, shout it louder.
Amen.
Acts chapter 26. Father, I ask this evening that you help us solve these problems. Never let us be part of the issues. Acts chapter. Father, we give you all the praise. Amen. Acts chapter 26. If you see the way churches are named, if it was in scripture time, if you received the call of God, even in the times of the law, you have to stand before the council of the Sanhedrin and defend your calling. I hope you're aware. You will not just come and not say Jesus is coming, Revival Network International. You just hear that name. And people don't know what a name is. Let me teach you what a name is. A name is not, a name is after dimensions. Maybe we'll teach on name. I should be able to. The month of May is a month of path. So we'll be able to. Now listen to this now. Names have the dimension one of what you are called and what you bear. Does it make some sense now? The Bible says that his name shall be what? Called. Is in your Bible? Emmanuel. Is that your scripture? You're wonderful of and grateful for Emmanuel. But did he bear Emmanuel in time? When you give a name to a thing, you didn't give a name to that thing just for that thing. You give a name to that thing for identification of possibilities. Listen. As you begin to travel in God, especially in leadership, a day must change when they ask you, who are you? You don't mention anything in time. You mention possibilities in God. In the school of service, I will teach you that one of the strengths of a leader is when you don't see yourself in your earthly parameters anymore. Who is Toby B? Then you begin to mention possibilities. That's the name you are called, but there is a name you bear. When you name a ministry, you are naming a ministry as an infrastructure that when people enter into her, they know what they can get. It's not trend. It's not network. Glow will have done a better network than many ministries right now. No insult. It's true. Because the whole thing is this. Listen, and where you know is that when a generation has lost a mandate, are you seeing at all now? And we begin to do, the challenge will be that the people cannot be made. Because I've taught you that vision is what God shows to you so that who you are can emerge through work. Do you get the message now? That ministry is a platform not just to bless people, but to become also. To be made. It will be dangerous if the platform is not, you know, at equivalent. Do you understand now? And people are blessed by whatsoever you have learned to do, but you are not genuine enough to be raised by that ministry. Say amen if you're in church. Acts 26. We are going from verses 1 to 18, but we start from verses 1. Don't rush. Read this story carefully, and I want to show us a couple of things. Father, you help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go. Verse 1, everybody. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself too. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews. Hold on. So part of doing ministry well is accusations. Apostle Paul says clearly by himself that I'm happy that I'm talking today, because everything people have been saying about me online, I have the privilege to talk to the effect. Let's continue. That means in ministry, you won't have time to answer back. What gives us the privilege is territory. What did I say now? Agrippa was a king. Are you seeing me at all now? Until we become territorial, the insults cannot stop. Oh, you are not alive. The best in fighting the church will only keep praying for them. The way to respond is only governmental. Let me ask a question. I don't want to be biased. You know, at the face of terrorism in Nigeria, I've even learned mosques have been, you know, maybe set on fire, or bombs have been put in those places, you know. But you agree with me or not, the church is at the receiving end some more. Is that correct? To be balanced now. Alright, so let me ask you a question. When is a group of terrorists called Boko Haram? Is that correct? If Boko Haram sits down now and they are planning, and they say want to blow a church, they have to plan, right? Is that correct? They have to mobilize. Is that correct? They will plan. You know what, how you plan anniversary, plan conferences. You know that's how they plan it. They will go there and search church. Follow me carefully. What was Jesus looking at? Why did Jesus Christ not come to the Papa or Gio in the vision of the night? Why? One of the things you will learn as you stay with scripture is that there is how things are done in God. The church can be at peace when the church becomes the light and the salt. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Remember that it doesn't matter how great one church is. She's only a part of the fullness. If you want to make jollof rice, I like to use jollof rice as an example. So, what are the things you will need? No, brother, don't answer me, especially you. So, oh yeah, help me. Rice? Uh-huh. Pepe. Brothers must say salt. Salt. Who said Pringles? Tomatoes. Okay, I thought I had Pringles. I said, ha. Okay. Or some sister said, cannot cook jollof rice. You can cook rice jollof. But you know what you need. One of the church is either just rice, or salt, or nutmeg, or curry. Imagine when God prepared jollof rice for a nation, but the jollof rice was not, and you now brought only curry for them, and say, be licking it, it's still jollof rice. What will you do? They will say, that's what they do to the church. If you will respond to this thing, let me tell you something. No matter how much you pray, Lord, bring judgment to Boko Haram camp, the response is governmental. You might not believe this because you are moving by experience. I had moved by experience, I've grown. I moved by scripture. It doesn't matter how you feel. When you are hungry, the Bible says the wrath of man can't work the righteousness of God. It's a statement to put you in check. Because when you are hungry, that's when you start using some tongues that you kept. Ka! And ka means kill. So you say, ka, ka, ka. You have seen where people are hungry and they are speaking tongues amongst their statements. Judgment, call. Now, care. Kill them, call. And the people are thriving. Our emotions can't instruct God. Is somebody in church of all now? The response remains this, that we come to a point where the authorities of the land sees the church as a territorial. Are you seeing me at all now? The church has been there before. The Catholic has been there before. If you don't believe scriptures, are you seeing me at all now? Where you could not just move and do anything. You had to bring the leadership. In the days of Dr. Mao, Dr. Mao's birthday posthumous was yesterday. Blessed man. Are you seeing me at all now? Dr. Mao held a governmental authority in Bahamas. Is that correct? You couldn't just do anything. Do you understand? That's what the church is. You can't carry a gun and not go and blow. If you do that by mistake, you will be gotten by the law. In Nigerian police will look for Boko Haram but cannot see them. But they find who stole battery. MPF can find who stole handkerchief, but they can't find who stole 17.9 billion, billion naira. It will take 12 years that will have forgotten what they stole. But I say, did this person ever say, he stole 12 years ago, 10 billion, I better leave this guy. You're due that they stole, and say, I feel it, I feel it. You understand? Aha. Because there is no righteousness in the land. Say amen. Please think for 2 minutes that you are the commissioner of police. This is what will happen to you. If you ever thought, Christians will enjoy, you are not born again. It's a two side of extremism. And once I'm commissioner, any Christian or anything like this, you are a sinning Christian, which should not be possible. We are talking about righteousness, that if a Christian actually be found wanting by the laws of the land, you only ensure that he got born again before they hang him. I know you don't like me, you don't have to like me. If a thief be caught by the law of the land, if he involved, you know, what do you call killing people now? He's killing people, right? By the law. Uh-huh. And you know they have to hang him to death. You will only ensure and enforce. You see me at all now. Now, if you have a Christian governor, you could do some, you know, what do you call this government waiver? I hope you get what I'm trying to say. But as a judge, this is what we are discussing. That we will have the strength enough to bring up our strong cause. This is when the church can say that she has raised able ministers. I know you don't like what we're saying. You thought I would talk about impartation anointing first. Are you not tired of the problem we're in right now? Do you know there are really anointed people in Nigeria? I hope you know. The challenge is that there is no structure to carry the anointing. 10 anointed people that is not an anointed church is not an asset. Having 10 anointed people stand without a church established is not what? No, it's not an asset. The anointing was designed to work in a... is a function of that church. The church is the legal, authorized institution of God on the face of the earth. Once you don't have that, once you find what is in church minus being a bona fide part of the church, you are a thief. Did you get the message at all? You argue with me all you can. What we successfully do is everybody will keep building their home. And what will happen is that we will not actually pass down a genuine testimony. A generation will arise and never pray with the things that we betted. Are you seeing me at all? It will not even challenge them. When there is scripture, they will choose scripture above what we lived as scripture in time. Say amen if you're in church. You must come to that point where you learn ministry is territorial. Ministry is not denominational. Please believe it. It's a real cancer in almost every one of us. And you must conquer it. When you get to heaven, there's no RCCG, something CG. No, you know, I'm mentioning people, places I love. Uh-huh. So there's no other things at all. You'll be surprised. There is only one body. If you're out, you are a girlfriend, and Jesus Christ doesn't have a girlfriend, says a young, passionate boy on the internet. Say, just one girlfriend. There's only one bride of Christ. Say amen. Shout amen. Amen. So if we don't become powerful, able ministers of the new covenant, like you say, welcome to persecution in the church, where a government will bring a tractor and bulldoze only a church and say the road is there. And the road will only end as a close. You now name it governor's close road. You don't understand what I'm trying to say now. You will see some things and know this is not it. When I was in school in Abeokuta, there is a church, one of the orthodoxical churches that was supposed to be cleared off the road. I see if you're talking now. They made allowance for it and did a roundabout around it. If you maybe it's Aliake or something. I wish I'm correct. The church is like a roundabout because the church was in authority in those days in the land. The fathers of the land, the royal fathers, were in the church. You get what I'm trying to say now? So you can't bulldoze where they worship. They had to find an artistic architectural whoever did the job was inspired by authority and power. Are you in church now? If it was not so, you know, government are always happy to knock down churches. You hear crank, 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 boom. It's pastor office, they will first break. You hear, oh. People now say, oh, God, let's see what God will do. God will not do anything. This is what God had done. He gave us a structure. We did not live by it. And I'm not talking about you going to look for influential people and coming to park them in your church and say on the front row, distinguished senator that are thieves. That's not what I'm discussing, and excellent governors that are corrupt. You know, because today if celebrity enter church, church will scatter. This is how members have been doing. The pastor, do quick now. May we snap picture. Even pastor is taking selfie, which we should preach to be saved. I'm talking about the fact that even the governor was a minister sent from the church. If you want to take a clue, go back to the old covenant. All of those guys were not pastors at the pulpit. Daniel, Joseph, I see me at all now. And they were Hebrew ministers. Noah, Enoch. No, Enoch. Imagine you are Enoch. Enoch Incarnation Network. All the generation will go there. Say, you know Enoch, my papa na Enoch. You know Enoch, I pity you. I just they look you where you they go. I they pity you. You better join the moving train. That's how we got here. He had, this is, what's this local government? Who will help me? Sir? Mushi is a local government. Good. As a local government chairman, is that correct? If something goes wrong now, are you sure the church in this environment can see the local government chairman? Are you sure? It's first all these area boys that will stop the church. Area boys will stop the body of Christ in Mushi. Hey, who goes there? Wait till there's something. You don't say, well, the body of Christ won't. May that helplessness end in the name of Jesus. Because they are now genuine ministers made. You get what I'm saying now? How will you, in our defeat, we keep churning out more people? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. In that defeated state, in case anyone made you feel politics, finances, all those stuff are sins, because there are a lot of young ministers in ignorance saying things like, you know, the church is supposed to be training people for ministry and missionaries. To where? If our scope of missionary is just the concept of going to Abu Dhabi or going to Nairobi or somewhere, we lent 50% of the business. A banker is a missionary. Sent through occupation, occupy till I come. Are you getting the message now? An art and entertainment person is a missionary. Geography is not only missionary, demography is also missionary. All these young boys everywhere, and I'm a young person, but you are a young boy, and you are saying the church, why would they be teaching finance? If you want to learn finance, you go to Harvard Business School. We are risking them more. That's secularism. Let me school you a bit. People have to learn business God's way. One helpless generation, in bracket church. The body of Christ cannot be helpless, but the church of my generation were extremely helpless. It will be worse. May Jesus save us back early. Touch the heart of many of us, and may we repent genuinely. In the name of Jesus. I learned from Rick Warren. You know Rick Warren now? The purpose-driven church or something like that. He went into a territory to start out a church. Forgive me, I lost the details of the region. I want to say the Bible, not the Bible. In his book, he said he went to reach out first to all the pastors in that region. Ready before, right? All the pastors. Imagine. In Nigeria here, if you go to meet the pastor, you will hear, I am a tangarema. And you'll be surprised. The person comes, they joke, they sent me too. There is a lot of, are you still with me at all now? Today, a new church will come and every other church is their enemy. They have not had interaction. They're like, what are they not doing that we can do? Inside church. Now, they are now ministers' conference, and that's the marketing seminar, but you think it's ministry. Say, look into your territory, what nobody else is doing, do, get all the people. When church was church, if I see what I'm not doing, we'll write a letter to you, do this thing, so the church will expand. There was clarity of assignment, mandate. The people said, everybody had, not this day, everybody is sent to raise people and send them to where? They are not seeing you like puff puff and bread. Send them to Cotonou. Send them. If I come to a church, let me say the balance, and I tell them I perceive, do this thing, they will suspect me. Say, no, do I'm They won't trick us in the church that we are now. They come and say, the way I say, I have done it before, so I'm not gambling. So, you know, if you do this thing so well, you hear. All right, thank you, man of God. All right. We're grateful, right? Thank you. God bless you. Even like this, God bless you. You see, no, in all these campus ministries, you see someone that, if you do like this, you. Thank you. Real life is real. Don't worry. You are just starting out. Real life is real. Part of your assignment. Are you still with me at all now? And I understand that when things are bad, it's always like not possible to stand out. Are you see me at all now? What's the point of being different when everything is corrupt? The point is that one difference is the difference. You get what I'm saying now? As each one of us, that means when God is making you, he must put in tandem a generation, a territory, before the personal scope of work. God can't be calling you and all he's training you for is just by ministry. They must be in tandem with the territory. Are you see me at all? And are you following me? Say amen if you are still in church. Let's move on because of time. Verses 3. No rush. I would not go unnecessarily far today. I will just stay around the theme. I will break through shortly. Verses 3, everybody. It says, especially, we have a territory called in Madoc. Some of you have been to our region before. Is that correct? What I preach now is the health report of that region. The best of a ministry cannot become the church of Christ. Jesus will not cancel out other stream and not make one stream deliver. You understand? Sometimes it will never happen. We will only come and pass out and die in time, and he will try again with a new generation. May we get it correctly. I perceive so strong that there is a wave of the Spirit that is going to cause us to have the privilege opportunity to make these corrections. Are you still with me at all? I believe so in my heart. So let's plunge into that season. Doesn't matter how far we have gone, we can return back and make the corrections correct. Are you still in church at all now? In church where somebody comes to sneak in to see how you are doing it. Where is the humility of learning? Learning with every effrontery. We came to learn. I will say something funny. A pastor sent a couple of people to come and spy on our media, real life. So after the spy, and there's something about the way we work. This is not how there is. So after I spied, they tried, it not work. He now picked his phone and phoned someone, person, real life story, knew my parents, phoned my parents. He said he had a word for me. So, you know, I said, what? He should write what he wants to say as an email. Even Jesus' word, they typed it. Sin should not be hard. He said the word must come by his mouth. So, you know, Nigerian parents can be mad deja. I don't know what's English of deja. Just, you know, deja. You understand? So, the child told me, you understand, like, be careful, don't. So I said, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. God, so 10 a.m. that Sunday morning, he called. He said, morning, man of God, something. I said, well done. I see your works. Jesus said, okay, thank you. He said, so the word he has is that the Lord said we should continue. I said, did I plan to stop? You know, but okay, let me be patient. All right. So the next he said, thank you. The man of God, one thing by the way. I said, what's that? How do you people do this thing? I said, that's the reward. So I said, man of God, write a letter to our admin that your people want to learn this stuff. They will do a master class for them for free. He never sent a letter. Yes, that's the church that we have built. Let me tell you the truth. People prefer to not have that thing and keep suffering. Now when they have it, they say, those that didn't want us to have it. Those that didn't want us to have, who are those that don't want you to have it? Everything we didn't know, we went to learn in this ministry. There was a time when I had enough time. People here can bear me witness. The church that suffered the most is the household of David, Pastor Shola Oshumaki in this church. Once there's a conference, I'll pack everybody. You are the one in worship something. You are the one in something. So once we get there, we already knew all the leaders. We'll attach each person and start helping them work. And they had a culture, they didn't want you to do that. You understand that kind of stuff? We will not agree. Because the things you want to learn is wrapped up in service after you acknowledge. Are you still with me at all now? You know, I'm praying for someone that is already made. Now, put this in your personal life. Where there are things that are not possible to you. And you'll be surprised you can't open up to who has it. For reasons best known to you. If I've had anything in my life, this is my greatest testimony. Someone tell you, I didn't really want to come to you. Because when I looked at you, I was like, if I come to you now, I just... I didn't even know I would have come since. The church is innocent. It's the ministers that are reflecting to the church. The ministry, the logo, they're all innocent. What they lack is the affection of the minister. Is somebody still with me? Pray one moment. Ask the Lord to grant you an opportunity again to be made in tandem with scriptures. Lord, that privilege to be made, how Jesus made his ministers and disciples. And let me say this as you are praying. Any ministry that you sit in for 3.5 years and they couldn't make a disciple out of your life is not Jesus' model of ministry. Some people sat under Jesus Christ for 3 years and 6 months. The only thing they needed was a special 40-day seminar or conference, and they were sent as apostles. What, church is not a place where you gather Venusaurus for 19 years, oldest member with award. It's a disgrace. It should be oldest member with replication of discipleship. Are you still with me at all now? We barely have genuine churches. And I hope you don't see criticism in my voice and see that we have to repent. 3 years is too much. But what you want to count is, since I came to this church, I have four houses now. No, four souls. Four houses. These things are not here. If you are looking for four houses, go and do real estate. You have it faster. In a very simple manner. The one house you have, no room for Jesus. No platform to raise disciples. And you want three more. You are a thief. A few letters to pray. Lord, grant me the privilege. Heal me of my growth in isolation. And I understand there are some amongst us. That's why, let me tell you something. People are ministering with anger and resentment and hatred. Are you seeing me at all now? It's like the fourth, it was like a competition. Now they are number one. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? So when they stand to talk, they're hungry. And we call everything anointing by generation. People can't separate the emotions from anointing. I promise you. Most things you are clapping for a while, it's outburst of anger. Some of you in this room are hoping you will break through. And when you break through, what will happen? Say, if God can answer me last song. What will happen after last song? Last song means God can answer me at all. And so what will happen after? If I can walk in this dimension, so what will not happen after? It was never a statement in the mouth of the early church, because if ministers were made unto the new covenant, because the church was territorial, the church was not disenfranchised. Thank you, Father, for answer prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's do the scripture. Let's continue. I hope you are getting the words. Verses 3. Especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs. Write the word customs and put in ratio calling. I will not have all the time to do this, so then let me write on the board because of my time. Customs, calling. You can put in brackets culture also in customs. Are you with me at all now? Remember Mark chapter 7, that should be verse 22. It says, you make the word of God of none effect by your customs, your tradition, your culture. And say, you will also pass these things down the line. So hold on to that word. By default, what answers to your culture is your calling. God does not call men to ministry. Calls men to be with him. You have heard me say over and over. God does not. I have a call of God to do ministry. Stop all those things. Stay with scripture. There's nothing like that. The calling eradicates all of the customs that you have absorbed. Why some of our fathers were seeing African tradition even in their encounter reporting? I hope you get the message now. Why a true man will be saying, so I now saw two angels. And the angels look like, and they describe something you look at, and this can be found in scripture. Do you understand now? It does always best make them fake until you now choose to practice it when there is light. That's custom. It's why fathers of faith to say mention Jesus Christ 7 times, Holy Ghost 7 times, fire 7 times. That's like Shango Ogun 7 times. It's all. People wrote prayer manual like incantations. No insult. Custom. Have you seen, in case you have bad dream, there are 4 pages of prayer to repeat. for bad dream. Devil just be jogging for your pain. Jesus said, avoid vain repetition. You say, is that vain repetition that I want? And if you're looking for a result, you will find one in vain repetition. Welcome to a world where Satan gives you what you want to buy you. Be careful what you call testimony, church. If you're a man of God, don't always say everything they sent. So that means that they get testimony. Testimony is witnessing, not I buy a combo scheme, but I now survive. That's all. You can't even testify that in this church. I won't allow it. Bike want to jam me. Who did not teach you left, right, and left? They should beat you. You can't cross road. Are you still with me? Say amen. That sister laugh, smile. Yeah. I can continue. The way she looked at me, before she said, let's continue. Verses 4, everybody. The Bible says, my manner of life from my youth. Jesus will bless someone this night too. As you get tired, you can go. We'll shut down at the right time. No, don't be scared. My manner of life from my what? Don't let me run ahead of myself, but let me say this. All of us must not always have a bad past. That is generic. I was once a smoker. I was once a fornicator. How do I say this best? Apostle Paul didn't have this kind of testimony, but he had one. I will get it shortly. What is testimony? It's purpose perverted. This real eternal life thing works in the direction reach of a believer that Satan has put in perversion. You know, Paul was fighting against the church, and when he switched, he now fought for the church. Technically, this is what the scripture is about. It's not always first about when I was a bad girl. Why am I saying what I'm saying? The church we have now gives that leverage to people. We make it feel like when people are not in church, they should go around some sinning spree. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And we empower this act of sins really as weapons of Satan. Sex is an innocent intelligence of God until it comes into the hand of a perverted man. Do you understand now? Are you getting the message now? You can't first come and now make you feel like that is a sin. How do people make babies that God put anointing on? Are you getting the message now? We have raised a church that are successful. Are you getting what I'm saying? We created a lot of loopholes and gave even the honors to Satan. Our testimony of transition should be from perversion into transformation. You get what I'm saying now? And that can be traced back to customs. I did things exactly like a Nigerian. Will Jesus find this kind of a church before he comes? He will, right? A church saturated. Your children cannot even do many of these wrong things anymore. The only thing was just that they have not transited from a kingdom into another. Listen to this carefully. This is where when a man gets born again and comes into Christianity. Once a Christian does not actually commit an act of sin for long, he believes he's fine. Even if he's not moving forward in glorification. Once a Christian does not steal for 3 months, he has right to insult everybody. Me now, don't steal. God has helped me. He's not advancing, he's not transiting, he's not in ministry, that is the end. He's not working his calling. But once a man does not take alcohol and then fornicates, he says, well, for me, what I think, because we have built a platform for Satan to stand upon. Say amen. Are you getting the messages? If we don't fix this thing, the next generation of ministers coming will die in our hands because of the description that we wrote and imparted Satan through. If you understand what I just said now, you will see Davido as a soul-winning case study. You will see Burna Boy. It will be part of your prayers because you now see a gift of God perverted. Not a sinner you are better than. Because we have successfully raised a standard that sinners think they can overcome, so Satan was empowered over them. The gifts and calling of God are irrevocable, even when a man is fallen, even when he's in sin, even when he's not translated. Satan shout amen. Amen. Do you still love Jesus? Let me say something to you. This can be controversial, and people have insulted me for it. Muslims, listen to me. Atheist. And somebody said, and you are happy, should they not be born again? Be wise for 5 moments. Take time to study before you talk to them or insult them. People get to heaven because they believe Jesus Christ, not because they attend the church services. You attend church so that you can be mature to do ministry. There are many Muslims that are born again by our ministry that I told them not to leave their house and still go to mosque. And when trumpets sound, they will be raptured. I promise you, because scripture says so. The man, there is a man opposite 28 years of your body now. This woman that sells water. I'm being careful. You know the mother told the child never to come to our ministry. The guy is writing me a letter. His name is Paul. I'm sorry I said this publicly, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. Just because of the denomination, I don't want to mention the church. So when I saw his letters consistently, you understand, I would just write your boy at the next door. I said, who is this your boy at the next door all the time? So I made my I now phoned him. I said, sir, come. Once he came, they beat him up. I said, just stay where you are. Do you think that guy is not believing? Do you think he's not born again? If raptors and he will not go. There are many more for Jesus Christ that are not inside church services than you. Don't confuse yourself because of this, your half participation, to think you have the legal right and standing. There are many more born again that have not bowed. Our ministries are finding them in caves. Some of them in nations where they will not boldly buy a Bible. They listen to this. You know what they don't do? On camera. The guy does not do that. But that's Jesus' foot soldier. Standing, waiting for a command. We have raised a church that does not believe what I said now. If somebody insulted me for this thing, I said, if he has not come to church, he's not a Christian. Stop it. You don't go to heaven because you went to church so much and got an award for the highest giver. You get to heaven because you first believe on Jesus, and you have rewards to the degree to which you do ministry. Are you still in church at all now? Yes. This is why we cannot make people saved. There are people under conditions that they don't have the luxury like you. Are you being honest? There are people that can't stay in church for 30 minutes. Are you aware? If they come, at a point, I will tell them, don't come anymore. By the time the prince is beating a young, beautiful girl, mark here. She will marry one day. Don't let spoil your body for your husband. Just stay at home, and people will cry. Your insurance is that you believe, and then you are discipled. Not that they snap you in picture. May all of us showing in picture week in and week out not disappoint God. Once they see the covenant of life. Unfortunately, it's not really covenant of life. It's life covenant of. It's from the back to the front. There is nothing sequential. Are you seeing me at all now? That's exactly the testimony. Are you getting it? Custom. We have built a new custom because of our lack of being made correctly. And we have empowered Satan over the people that should be turned in. Are you seeing me at all now? Every person, Satan is not a good person or a good being. He does not help you to succeed and now maybe now draws energy. No, it's not truth. Every man you are thinking will go to hell is God's next soul winning campaign and program. We don't have a church in tandem with this thought. Are you seeing me at all now? We rather deduce superiority from that expression. Are you seeing me at all now? And even convince ourselves. And I'm sure there's a Christian saying, had he been in the church, handled the video well, he would not have gone to the world. You are not even born again. What I say? Don't even wait, just run tonight. Wherever you are listening, just at you. Get ready, boom, and move. We are talking about people in this room that have found Jesus. People with conviction. Your next step is, how will I unfold next layers of my life and existence? Say amen if you understand what I'm trying to say. Customs. Because of the way the world is now technology enabled. Are you seeing me at all? So you barely can trace physical regions to people. Is that correct? You now trace Generation Z to people. Is that correct? Am I saying the right thing? I learned in Gen Z that you can be boy or girl or ex. Understand? That's part of the properties of being that generation. You can choose to be a boy tomorrow. And then next 2 years, you may be gay. The after, you may be ex. That means every of the opportunity option they had, the church gave the leverage loophole. Shout amen. Every of the opportunity option they had, the church did what? When you have raised ministers under the hacks, is homosexuality a sin? And he can't say yes or no. Is Jesus Christ the only way? He can't say yes or no. Is lesbianism a sin? He can't say yes or no. How won't you have lesbians in church? And now claim God loves them to remain that way? You will lie and say the government of a nation is the church of that region. Are you getting the message now? It's not the government that just came. And if there is nobody that will be gay, if they say all of you, you can now be gay, and there's nobody that will be gay, will there be gays? If they say be lesbians, if nobody will be lesbians, will there be lesbians? Are they the ones that the church need? Customs. We will do us. Because the generation gave the privilege to be X, we will give them X, DY, DX. They will be able to differentiate how fallen they will be in this. There are questions. If I ask you now, you will say, well, what may I think? If I ask you some questions, you say, well, what me? To me, oh. And people think it was an innocent answer of a man that is seeking. No, it's a product of a man that will create allowances called customs. There are things you allow in your company because of how you think. Allowing you, are you seeing me at all now? And that's how the church is represented. A kind of belief that came by conviction. A kind, see many of you are with me. I know you don't like this service because it's not about car. Well, maybe this is your first time. We are going to labor for a long time today in this scripture. Lord, put a oil of difference upon my life. I pledge my allegiance. Can someone take some moment? Lord, just if you make someone different in a generation, find me. A man that will not weary out because he has been different for too long. I only hope that you are sensitive people. Men that become standards. Men that are referral systems of saying these things, I will stand. Let everyone desert me. I promise you. I've promised Jesus. It's too late to repent. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. Don't worry. Pray. Dedicate your life. Belongs to everything. Belongs to you. Please, I beg of you, the things you are listening to, don't let it end here. I see if not at all. Let it challenge you. You don't have an assignment to go around condemning people. If I don't have this platform, you can never hear me talk about anything on it. I face my business and my life. However, let your life, I see if not at all now, become a beacon and light of hope in a generation of people. Is what it should be the difference to be what the Lord is doing, not what is ending. For your information, in case you are looking at me and you are wondering what it feels like to stand alone, go back to your scripture and read about witnesses again. People like Noah. 120 years saying what the Lord shall do, and there's no evidence he shall do it. That 120 years is a full scope of someone's life. Telling you that Jesus will do this. What if he doesn't do it? Receive his testimony. Receive his testimony. What I say now? Receive his what? Real ministers are made in separation, not isolation. I'm not speaking against you. I know what I'm teaching well enough, and I know what you are doing to break through. The effort and the pressure, are you seeing me at all now? Don't break through at that stuff. That's why you have not, because Jesus Christ wants to save you. If you break through, you will be worse than even the papal system. I promise you. We have a foot soldier almost graduating what I just said now. Men isolated. Are you seeing me at all now? And if they graduate this, welcome to a world where the gap between a man and the people he sent to can't be bridged by even love anymore. Do you know what it costs a man to start out a work called ministry? Are you seeing me at all? Sent by God or not? Notwithstanding right now, that you discern an assignment, are you seeing me at all now? And the infrastructure, you know, it's costly. Go read your scripture. How a church in Macedonia will send resources for a church. Are you seeing me at all now? Are you still with me? That's why people did not steal. I'm not saying that they didn't steal because they sent them when I received my turn. The infrastructure was there. Because theft, go back to Ephesians chapter 4. He said, let him that steal, steal no more. And he was discussing to men of the fourfold. I'm not talking about stealing cash, where you do everything to break through. Preach what is trending. Do how people do that are accepted. I received me at all. And then you kill dimensions and transition and operations and tribe and all of those things so that you can break through also. Are you see, so that you can trend also. That's what theft is in ministry. Someone will steal a message and say, is it not God's word? There's intellectual property in it. Let him that steal, steal no more. But while it's true, I hope God will be able to raise ministers amongst us that will become a leverage platform for those he will raise. Are you still in church form now? Building churches that you build a generation in view. That one day people will rise in that church with specific assignments and spheres that needs this venue, and it is collapsible. Not my church. And the balance is this. If you give your church to a man that God is not making, you will regret it. All these speakers cost you money. When they do a concert and the man is not made, he will spoil everything. And later say, is it because they bought us? That's why they are talking to us. He will put everything wrongly, put the boo, bust everything, and even believe he's right. Are you getting the balance now? But may God raise men amongst us. Shout amen if you're in church. Verses 4. Let's start from there again. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine whole nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews. Verses 5. Which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify, that after I leave the Pharisee, that means the most extreme. I see me at all. I leave the Pharisee. Okay, number 6. He says, and now I stand and I'm judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers. Somebody say history. Shout it loud. One of the challenges you are going to have in life again is if you are not a person of history. You must love history. I know many of you are looking at me and saying, this is how ministers are made. This is how real ministers are made. You must love what? There is nothing God wants to do with your life you have not done before. You are coming into a movie that had begun. Say amen. I saw an information. And let me use that to pass my message. You know, there's this, and I don't really believe all these wise words because they are not wise enough anyways. There's this word, something of all trade. Jack of all trade. What say to me? Who knows it well? But you know that's not the full word. Let somebody find that word up first. Use Google. Don't use the Holy Spirit. Who wants to do that for us? Let us see. Let's be sure. Who volunteer? Okay, pass. Yes, sir. We're waiting. Jack of all trade, full wise word. History will give you a leverage in life. Everybody says, I'm a master of none, to insult people. That word actually is insulting. What you are saying is against what you are. What is it? Have you found the full word? Say it loud. Say it. I will pick it. Say it again. No. Come close to me. Say that. I know it's just, I'm trying to, when you study etymology of these things, you will cry at what you are saying in ignorance and you think you are wise. The Jack of all trades, master of none. If you know the full word, what you said is wrong. Apostle Paul had advantage by history. He knew the God of the fathers. He knew the ancient part. He knew the promise unto the fathers. He didn't just wake up one day, 21-year-old boy, and think he knows everything all. Read that word out.
Who praises? The jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than the master of one.
You just listen. Jack of all trades, I don't know how to cram. Jack of all trades
is a master of none, but oftentimes better than the master.
Oftentimes better than master of one. So jack of all trades, master of none, is oftentimes better than master of one. And you've been sorting jack of all trades. That means they are supporting jack of all trades. Those that said the word, that's what they really said. But when generation came, they shot it for you. So your book, you see, jack of all trades, master of none, and you tell that's a wise word. If they can be revising Bible today, may they not revise your calling. History. Are you still with me at all now? What the Lord had promised to the fathers. I know you don't like my style. My job is to equip you. Each of the verses have a message. If you study the scripture again, you will repent. And I will still get to the point where I will call you Olodo. Because you say, it's just eloquence. It's just talking big grammar. Apostle Paul spoke as a lawyer. Defended himself. Spoke to Agrippa on illegal terms. There was a day they would pick him up to destroy him. The town clerk had to show up. You are an Olodo once you don't grow mental transformation and say the gospel is in simplicity. That's what the Bible was saying. This scripture is a proceed of the many things that is a revelation of how God made man, made Paul. History. Before you two will be preaching, jack of all trade, master of none. They say it's oftentimes better than master of one. But so say it in full. Etymology, history gives you the advantage. It's not because you are trying to say many things. You are trying to be sure. You are calling the things the way they call them. Are you seeing me at all now? Apostolic is apostolic. Not apostolic, then you redefine what they call apostolic. There is a promissory that brought the apostolic movement. Are you aware? And that's not the end. The end is a sonship movement. I'm sure most apostles don't even know. You don't even know the church history of Nigeria, that God says you should build something network. What is the promissory? And I hope we'll get there. I have some videos I think are not common of Pahelting. I see me at all now. Touchdown of men like what's this beautiful man at the airport. I see me at all. So because some of you see a global voice had to come to Nigeria. God did not send him. Say, let me just touch their soil because this is where God is going to end everything he's doing. It's in our history in Nigeria. You know what I'm trying to say for now? Most men that you celebrate, you are reading a white man had to come to Africa close to their death time because who God said they should transfer over while in Africa. You don't have history. So you want to go to UK. I'm not talking to the hustler. I'm talking to... Except you are sent. Are you getting the balance at all now? History becomes an advantage. There is a promissory we received. If you have access to some of these things, you will die every day. You will die to this thing of having your own. There is something bigger that if we break through at it, all of us will be grateful for it. If we really break through as a generation, what? History. I'm proud of the soil that generals of faith came to only walk and touch. Are you seeing me at all now? I'm proud of the soil people are to come just to walk through. They said I can be in history. They walk through where God will end his work. Holy Ghost does not show on this one. History granted the access. Many things you are saying is not what they said in etymology. Most grammar you are using is not what they said in etymology. Most scripture you are chanting is not what they said in the root. And we have Christians that do not bother. This is how ministers are made. They are thorough. A step at a time. Is somebody in church at four? In my generation, is overdue. I even know it's ITK. Say preach Christ. So I'm preaching crisis. What I taught now is crisis. And those are the people that are interacting with the next phase of generation God is trying to transit. And then we begin to pass lack of thoroughness amongst our structures, lack of intentionality amongst our structure. Is somebody with me at all? Lack of mental disposition and transformation is part of our structure. And then we trust God to do the things that he said. Why jokers? fathers of faith or project, you will know the only thing they didn't have was English language spoken. They secured intelligences. Are you still not on now? They had education, is not speaking English. I hope you are aware. You know, in Nigeria, once you speak English and you speak Queen's or American English, you really are educated. Unfortunately, you are not educated, because you are educated because you understand context. Say amen. Education is liberation. The goal of education is not certification, it's context, liberation. Are you following me at all now? The way the people operated, you can be sure that these people knew about what God shall do. Watch all these men, they built platform systems for the revival. Are you seeing me at all? All these men betted platform system for what? All of them did. Watch our generation. And by default, if we traveled well, we are supposed to be building systems of harvest right now. Say amen now. Am I still talking to the right church? Which means after the revival breaks open, where will the people revive stay? They will go back to the clubs and the bars. Lord, open to me the ancient path. Put in me a passion for history. History of God. After the history is history. What God is doing through men. Put in me a fresh passion for ancient paths. Put in me a fresh passion for history. Take away this pride and self that makes me think life began when I was born. Life is not 21 years old as you are, or 32 as old as you are. Life, come on. Men must walk this path. May you be headed with advantage. And some of you have to be wise and listen to people that are 31 people in one. I studied Bishop Oyedepo because I learned he studied 37 biographies already. That means he's 38. I said, good. If I study one, I study 38 people. You don't sound transcendental now. There is no place where I will see a jot of historicity with him. I trap it like I've not read it before. 38 people in one man. History shortened and covered. He studied Apostle Ababala. Is that correct? If that man studied at Nalbert University, you have to think well. If you are saying, is he investing in the father of old, you are not wise. Somebody has studied and interpreted in context. That is education. Are you still with me at all now? Ministers are not made in ministry school or 3 weeks intensive ministry. We are even doing a lot of dramas in my generation. 3 weeks intensive minister conference. 3 weeks intensive. Someone wants to learn ministry in 21 days. Oh my. Jesus, a genuine love for ancient part. A genuine love for the part of the fathers. A genuine love for the part of the fathers. Help me find rest for my soul through history. Help me see what you are done to do what you are doing. Help me see the end from the beginning. Open my understanding. Open a new well of participation. Come on, pray. Grant me the strength to be thorough. Grant me the strength to be thorough. Grant me the strength to be thorough. Help me not to give up. Say amen if you're in church. Shout amen if you're in church. I challenge you to pray. I receive not all now. People are great in life because they have access to the things you don't know. What I say now? The day you know what God has said he will do, there's a way you behave because of what you know. Are you following me at all now? The day you understand dispensation, know that we are not in the church age. We are in the church age for the kingdom age. Are you seeing me at all now? That's how you switch your disposition. Are you following me at all? The day you understand what God has done in any area of life, you take the shape of what God is doing, not what is ending. It's not a rema. Wow. It's something that you must make real in your life. Don't be part of what God is trying to face out. And of course, it's always trendy. What God is ending is always the trend. If we traveled well, God is not raising apostles in this season. I hope you know. God is ought to be raising sons. The restoration of all of these things is easy to understand. Go back to church history. Restoration began back, are you seeing me at all now? With the teaching ministry. Are you following me at all now? Moved into the pastoral. They moved into the evangelical. We know that more because the 18th century captured more of these things. Are you seeing me at all? Moved to the prophet. There was a time every man of God was a prophet. Everybody was a what? Does anybody was evangelist, doctor, prophet, doctor, evangelist? If you don't have an evangelist, you are not. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? Now it's apostolic, as it were. Where we're traveling to is the sonship era. If you don't understand what God is doing, you will position yourself wrongly. You will die with what should bet you. History. You can write this down and bet your life on it. The men God will use will not have title in your days. Those are the glimpses in attached to their names. It's not humility and it's not pride. It's the knowledge of what God is doing. It's not humility and it's not pride. It's the knowledge of what God is doing. You know a man by his mantle, not title. But a generation found out that there's going to be a sonship movement. I see myself now. An apostle will limit me. If you see me minister, you will see that one gift will have limited me. You don't understand. I can be anything God wanted to flow. My goal is to be so malleable. I can prophesy right here now. I can give an apostle message right now. I can do so winning. Whatever you want, what once I perceive God, I receive the supply, I route it. It's not style, it's not stunt. Access to history. Say amen. Many of us young people in ministry, and I don't speak as one that is all perfected, as it were, but I speak as one that is helped. This thing of money in ministry, bar, will remain a mystery because you are the one thinking you are the one that is first doing ministry on earth. When I studied back history, I found the model. From the early church, I've said it publicly before, the early church was a transactional church. The early church was into real estate business. Is it your scripture? The early church did lands. The body of Christ that did well generationally were transactional people. I don't mean transacting anointing or selling. You understand what I'm saying? They had people they raised and there was marketplace ministry. Read your scripture yourself. The folly of a man thinking he will be so anointed, people now be giving him cash. Think again. People are not that all right to bring their money. Even when God speaks to them, they struggle. And let me say this to crown it all. You are sent to the people, they were not sent to you. Only few will bear burdens amongst them. How will you put through life? Go to the early church, study, go to history. There is a people called the full gospel businessmen. If you please go on. Those are people that funded Williams Brown camp meeting, all of this tent, not camp, tent meeting, forgive me. You know, it was about 10, there was camp meeting. I hope you understand what I'm saying now. Make your research. Find out what the people are doing, how they train them, how they galvanize them. That's what history does to you. Before you start getting angry at offering. You will now know that real ministry is real work. What I say now? Real ministry is what? That's why it's called the work of ministry. Let me recommend some teachings. Say amen. I'm pitching you with style. Let me recommend some teachings. It will help. And ensure you listen to these teachings. Because what I'm doing at this phase, I'm not attempting to first build all the background. I've built those works years ago. Are you seeing me at all? I'm attempting to show you what God is doing and dragging us into it. I'm not only leading, I'm dragging you into it. Number one, the call of God. I have a teaching on the call of God. Please listen to it. The call of God. The call of God. I think, yes. The call of God. Number two, discovering your area of calling. Most people are not made ministers because they don't have clarity of calling. Are you seeing me at all now? Listen to this again. Your calling is not your ministry, but it's how you are a minister. Do you hear what I just said now? Your calling is not your ministry, but it's how you are a minister. Say amen if you're a church. And no, there is only one call of God. But there are diversities of callings according to your walk back into immortality in God. Is it simple to understand? Listen to the teaching because of five. Number three. Say amen if you are seen with me. I need your response. Number three. Ministry and your design of calling. Ministry and your design of calling. Number four, service and the pathway of ordination. Please listen to it. And then number five, ministry and the work of ministry, part one, part two. I think those ones are just videos. I don't think they're in audio format. That's six of them. Listen to it all. Are you seeing me at all now? You will now understand that when God calls a man to be an equipper, are you seeing me at all? The Bible says that he gave gifts unto men. It says for the perfection of the saints, for the work of ministry. My job is work of ministry. Your job is ministry. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 to 18. If any man be in Christ, say we have this message of reconciliation, that's ministry. The goal of any Christian is the ministry of reconciliation. Anyone that is called to this work is work of ministry. Part of it is creating financial structure to help carry even the work of the people as their ministry. You can't be attempting that and be joking and think it's only about falling you down. Oof, and then you fall. Stop it. I'm not against that. Are you seeing me at all now? There are days for that. Stop it. You must be thoroughly furnished. Before you will be begging in a spiritual way and be adding blessing on offering God in nothing, and say, if I can see 5,000 people to give me this thing, what I carry, what you carry is not to be sold, is not for sale. Bam. I will see you together, everybody. History will give you that advantage. Nobody brought perfection from heaven. Our journey of perfection to holiness is on the face of the earth. Pray again one moment. Lord, all of my struggles in my transition in ministry, bring it to an end by a fresh baptism of a pursuit of you, pursuit for the church. The Bible says many sleep because they don't discern the body. The word sleep there means died. We'll get there in this series. I hope we don't get up to 10 parts because I won't rush. It's a real life discussion. We cannot be rushing up with Jerry Reba. Many of you, I'm still saying, this is the word for today. You are being raised in isolation, not separate unto me, Toby, and this person. It's isolate. So if when you break through, people cannot, even to bless people is an issue because you remember what you went through. May Jesus heal us in the service today. Fresh baptism for pursuit. Fresh baptism. Fresh baptism. Fresh baptism. Fresh baptism. Fresh baptism. Fresh baptism. Oh my, fresh baptism. Fresh baptism. Lord, fresh hunger. Fresh thirst. You cannot give up this early now. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. You cannot think that you are all best. This no. And I know many things are frustrating you, but that's what will bet your transformation. You cannot say something is not working and maybe it's a scam. It's too early. You are even extremely too young to do that. You shall find it. Say this kingdom is answered to a woman looking for a precious coin. Is that your scripture? She says, put on this, she swept the whole room. That's how you find it. Put on light, sweep everywhere. Such things bound by scripture, such things. Not come and put a whole vision at the mercy of someone, and then someone is telling you what to do because it drops a million, whatever. What the nonsense is that? A lazy person, give diligence to make your coin election. Sure, that's what scripture says. You will give diligence, you will buy oil from those that sell it. People that did well in an area, you will learn of them, you will be a disciple of them. Of course, yes. All this impartation, you are carrying your head up and down. Buy people's books, listen to their tapes, pay for their classes, do their courses, sit under them, study their structure, break into it. It's for ministry, not for a church. It's for the church, not for a denomination. Our life, please God. Shout amen if you are still with me. Amen. Come on, say it loud.
Amen.
I hope you are getting the message, everyone. The church is not a platform to raise weak people. Are you seeing me at all? And you don't think that maybe this is some drama and somebody is now pouring some way. And stop this thing of thinking maybe God anointed somebody specially. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? In the kingdom, once I have it, it means you can have it next. Once somebody has it, it means it's... Are you seeing me at all now? The early church was not poor. They had poor amongst them and there was a provision for it. You choose not to be poor. God did not actually create poverty. Poverty is a product of the sin life and a weapon of destruction by the government of the earth. Are you seeing me at all now? What that means is that you must do everything you know to do to understand provision for vision. And in case I talk about provision, let me correct our mindset for some moment. Many of you think provision is free cash. Free money. Read your scripture again about the rich man that built his barn. You know the parable. The Bible said, he said of himself, tonight I will drink and marry. I say I will pull down my barn and build a bigger one. The Bible says, oh, you fool, tonight your soul is required of thee. Because you don't have money for nothing. When God is blessing a man, be careful. He's giving you capital, not money to fund your lust. Provision is not what comes because, maybe, no, provision comes because you have discerned vision and you now build the work culture according to the visions you saw. Does it make some sense now? You will have to interact with a point of value for resources to be bettered, even for the work. The day you are a minister, you will not appreciate men that write books. Are you sitting there with their busy schedule? Do you know what it means for me to write a book? That's what we are discussing. In case you are listening to me and you have thought maybe one day you become so anointed, let me say this now. There is this thing about people thinking when you are powerful, you have anointing, people will just bring everything they have to you. It's not true. It's when you are in line and tandem with the visions of God for a region and a people or generation. There are anointed churches that are poor. I hope you know. Have you been in spiritual trouble before? And where you went to seek help and found it is just a church with four planks and eight zinc. Have you, who can bear record, that kind of stuff? The place, are you still with me at all now? You receive your healing but knew you cannot stay there. If you are thinking it's power or all these things, Baba, if you feel working miracles, people, is a lie. Provision comes looking for vision. It's the people in your generation that knows what God is doing that have access to that. Let me, I hope I'm not boring you. The money in the body of Christ. How do I say this and I'm safe? What do you call, is GNP now? Gross national is correct now. Let you know the capacity, GDP, right? Of a nation by productivity. Is that correct? The body of Christ has that also. You can pick this and cut them and keep insulting me. The day you do my work, you will appreciate me. If they are not giving to your church, they are giving to the body of Christ. When people refuse to give to your church, they still give to the body. If they are giving to your church, they are still giving to the body. Whoever they are not giving to, provision follows. Your vision for a generation, a territory, are you seeing me at all now? Is what attracts this thing. People can see themselves in your transition. The next service is the word of the Lord. Are you seeing me at all now? People will commit their resources to where they are at. It's not this drama of falling people. So, you know, no, say so to the leg of the person. People are not mad. Once they do it once, twice, it's not working. I've not come to you before we die. But the guy brought out passport from his shoe. And you need passport. And you know to get passport now is tough. And nobody's looking for the pastor to get plenty passport. So he brought out passport from the left. Say if you want this kind of miracle, you put money in the right. If you put your money there and passport does not come, will you put it again? People will give and give and give because provision follows what? It's not drama of Baba. If you walk, if you carry grace, stop that stuff. Is corruption of the gift of God. You can't be trying to be anointed so that you can have poverty alleviation. That's not the purpose. I know you say the anointing breaks the yoke. The yoke of your life, not the yoke of your ministry. Understand what I'm saying? Resources follow impact. Say amen if you see me. And you must understand the vision of the people to be impactful to them. Lord, take away laziness in my life. This indolence that is making me not partner with what you are doing. You don't have to like me. Pray. One day you will love me. Take it. See, this thing of giving up before you started. There is space for all of us, but there is no space for bodies, but creativities. There is space for contribution, unparalleled. Take away this laziness. A generation that can't listen to 3 hours teaching wants to lead. Come on. Generation that is looking for summary of books now. I learned now there are now summaries of books. People can't read books anymore. So, you know, on Amazon Kindle, is that correct? You read the book for me and summarize. I will now pay you some. Abba. God uses thorough men. God uses stretched men. God uses people looking for treasure. He says the kingdom is as a field. A man that found a treasure. He says he hid the bag. So all that he had, purchased the field. Not keep, there's no key points in the body of Christ, key points chemistry, and you're wondering where we are failing. People can't stick with books and read and read and read. Come on, take indolence away, put in me the desire and the capacity to find treasures in earthen vessels. To find treasures in earthen vessels. Find treasures beyond the shores of my nations. I hope someone is praying. Before you join them looking for a popular spiritual father. Today now, young people look for a popular person to cover their indolence. Of course, yes. If God gives you a father, God bless you. But I don't think I will father a rubbish child that doesn't look like me. I doubt it. I promise you so. You want to lead a generation, you are lazy. Kai. Let the worshippers help me with a song. My desires. Take laziness away. Take laziness away. Someone this evening. The church is a gathering of a visionary people. The church is an institution. All these things we do today in church was not part of the context. If they walk, if they walk, if they walk. Same as something, if they walk, if they walk. Go and read your scripture. People came to church and they came with reports of the many things they did, how we walked, and they were galvanized to be sent again. The church was always a sending platform. I'm not a killjoy. I'm not against dancing. If you have reason, you have to rejoice with those that rejoice. That is scripture. I'm more with those that mourn. So why you find people just rejoice? I don't know. I'm not a bad person. But that's not what the church was for. It's funny how the new church is not loved in the generation. The jamboree is church now. He did it all so bad. You barely can separate clubs from church. Yes, real life. You don't. Actually, I did not come for your love. You cannot separate clubs. The DJ will soon be in church. Put my words. Just writing prophecy. Be writing DJ. You'll be hearing inside church. If people have joy in the Holy Ghost now, it's not Mali dance step they dance. Joy in the Holy Ghost. It doesn't. Joy in the Holy Ghost move you, but. Maybe God will be able to find people in this church too that love Jesus Christ more than the love that comes from men. And you'll be able to take your stand at many things. I'm a flexible person. But if not for, I don't see a reason why they do all this prison worship. And I love the people, you know, they dance when you come. Is Jesus now, there is to the left. You know, it's fine though, no problem. I open hands. But I still don't see. I'm sorry. Can I do my job? Come to church, we'll sing song for 30 minutes. Someone will come and speak in mechanic tongues because the tongue is mechanical. The guy doesn't have conviction even what he's saying. Then the next thing that comes is, oh, you're in church, you're knowing something, and they speak nice words to you. And I know they told you to speak nice words, no problem. Then the next thing is that they sing another song again, and then the word comes for like 25 minutes. In the church, in the Bible, they taught the word to a point. A man fell from the window and died. They trained them. Somebody fell from the window. They said, don't disturb him. We'll wake him up. And if he doesn't wake up, You should come to church seeking answers. You know what I'm trying to say? Because you went out there practicing and you have enough questions to ask. The church in the Bible is what they call Bible school today. If you went to real church, you would not have needed a Bible school. If you're a Christian, you're already a theologian. Your part is theophany. The experiences becomes the logos. Are you still at all? Feel logos. Does it make some sense at all now? Yes. Today now we respect people that go to school of theology against a bona fide Christian that stood with God, was taught well, and stick the scriptures. Today now bishops are now powerful than fivefold. In the Bible, the word bishop means overseer, coordinator. Overseer is not general overseer in Nigerian church. Overseer is like when you have 30 people, give the overseer among them is the bishop. But in Nigerian church now, bishop will put big chain. And even pastors say, I'm a bishop. My pastors in church. God doesn't know bishop. God knows the fivefold. We have successfully built a kind of church. I hope you don't have the hunger and desire in this place, and I hope you will repent genuinely. We have built a church that is now social media oriented. You are as powerful as your followers that you can use ads to buy. A generation has lost it totally. And so we have a prototype. We are running. It's a mass production. Let me contribute my quota well. You can't go to an external meeting. That is how you must behave. Once you get there, this is how you must do. Oh, or else you are not on fire. We can't come in peace, communicate value. Are you seeing me at all now? Look at the letters of Paul to regions. Read it again. The church addressed all of the issues to separate them from the world. Paul wrote about fornication to the church in Corinthians. Somebody was constipated with his father's second or last wife or something. Are you seeing me at all now? Addressed it. Today in church, there are people arguing that they should not do sexual education in church. I always get my information. This is all the Bible says. We are silent where the Bible is silent, and we amplify the Bible amplifies. The Bible defines sex in scripture as a medium of knowledge, not a medium of pleasure. When you read about sex in the Bible, it shows you a medium where you know people and produce. I see it not all. Not styles. Snake in the monkey shadow, eagle square. You understand this stuff now. But you know, when you talk, people just think about their snake in the monkey shadow and think you're like them. The church is the ground platform where you decide the culture of the territory where you are. Well, I don't want to let them know what sex is. Are you seeing me at all now? Because of the quality of people, let them be brothels. There will not be anyone going there to patronize anymore because church is there. You don't have a business against the brothel. There will always be life and death. Choose one. I say it again, no? If they take consequence away, many of our foot soldiers will return back to the world. If God just announced, say anything you do, I'll not punish you. Just anyhow, just make sure you get to heaven safely. I don't like that guy since. Not just because I wanted to make heaven. You hear people straight say, it goes just a shout on our head. Custom calling. You know what is happening to me? I can't deny the fact that when you live here, this is real life. Many of you have pressure upon you. Pressure to perform. Pressure to look like something. That's not how God makes men. It takes time for God to make people. And I'm trying to show you through Apostle Paul's life. Are you seeing me at all now? Custom. Your greatest challenge. If I stop at custom, I bless you, right? You see this custom thing, tradition. God will never use you when you are still like where you came from. You are still Yoruba. In church now, you know, people don't still preach not to marry extracurricular wife. How do you say that? Help me, help me, help me, help me. Before I say what the women supporting women, don't let them cut out the teaching. Intra-ethnic, you know, inter-Milan marriage. Once you are from Anambra and I'm from Ogun State. You think I'm lying? Enter church and see people sitting down by their tribe. You understand? There's Igbo community in the body of Christ. And the Bible says in Christ there are no Jew. Yeah, which means that we have not produced members of the body of Christ. Because it means the people have not received of their calling. They are not walking in it at all.
say this one. It will not be the last one, don't worry. Today we have ministries where the man of God can't marry the people he's producing. I'm not saying you should first go and marry your member, but can it be your wife is your member? You cannot can it be again. When the pastor wants to marry, he goes abroad. Are we not tired? And why pastor can't marry members? All the sisters must marry the pastor. Gone are the days where when they say you marry a pastor, people cry genuinely. Today now, what are the qualities? He must be an M.O.G. He's an M.O.G. That's what you marry. You know what's up, M.O.G.? That's hidden in the heart of everyone seated. Because the guy says, it seems his pastor that used to make it in the generation. Let's forget all this. Since the pastor that used to hope against hope, pastor must make it. So the guy says, oh, his pastor or married. In a church where the popular is correct, where what we teach is not what we do, shall I send you to the internet? Where somebody will tell you the will of God, and especially the will of God, it makes you feel like a sinner, as if you don't know God. And when he wants to marry, he doesn't mention will in his choice. Someone said, he has not seen pastor that marry ugly wife before. Why are you asking? Are you ugly? Just to answer the person. But in real life, in a church where scripture does not become our guide, when it becomes our personals, are you still familiar at all now? The person will keep quoting Romans 8, Romans 4, until it's time to take decision. And you'll be surprised the best of us will bring out the making of anyone that scripture prescribes and we're not interested in. I believe there is hope for us. And when I say this, I'm not talking, maybe in case you're watching online, don't go and think maybe something is happening in our ministry. People think somehow. I think this man's preaching, maybe something is going wrong in their ministry. We're extremely fine. These are some of our best days. We trust God for superior days, but we gallant, you understand? And so I'm doing my job. Are you getting the message now? When you preach your marriage, they say maybe Papa has found wife. So when you preach repentance, maybe Papa don't sin. In that kind of generation, may Jesus Christ come again. Have you seen camp meetings of Kenneth Hagin before? Have you seen those things before? You see a teaching part 1 to 40. Any witness? Part 1 to 40. Today, if teaching is already part 3, it will be reducing. Part 1, everybody came. Part 2, part 3, what? People are just looking for a new thing. Go and watch Disneyland. And those are the people, Odunadi, Oson Yeri, all those guys produce new drama every day. We're talking about being rooted. If you don't have stamina in this generation, you will never serve God. You will serve them. I promise you. Do your best. Go look for a Kenneth Hagin teaching series, camp meeting. 42 parts, one teaching. Hours of study. Are you sure we will do better? Or we are deceiving ourselves? In a church where someone online is saying a general PDF of the service, I'm laboring now for hours. He wants them to do key points for him. They just say point one, point two. He says, I think somebody literally wrote my mail and said, if the media does key point, the ministry will grow more. I said, you are a fool. F-O-O, and I put F-O, is an acronym. I won't share with you. It's a Rema. It's my Rema. Just leave me on my Rema. Share with her. Of course, yes. Key points. He wants key points. And when he produces E8 or F9, they will say, who is this pastor? Pastor Peter, leave these people now. You came to church. They came home. Are you still with me at all now? May Jesus be present amongst us again. With the way we were galvanized one day, you are supposed to be holding a sister conference, a family conference. I'm touching to sisters alone, maybe children. You understand this kind of thing now. The challenge we have now is not your logo, is what you want to teach the children.
The child will soon ask you, Ma, did Adam eat apple? Come and watch Remas. And when you are seeing different Remas, it proves that there is no conviction. You know, they shut down the intellectual property of most of us in children classes. When you ask, they say, don't ask. Your own question is always somehow. Don't ask, don't ask. You never experienced it before. In a church where people want to be youth leader, not children teacher. Because youth leader is... Can we take some moment to pray? I know I did not finish that. I've not even started. And I don't think I will start, but I will say a lot of things. Let's deal with custom, this service. You know what custom is? Culture. And the word of God, that's Acts chapter 19 now, of that region, it grew. Is that correct? Say, mightily prevail the word of God grew. Is that in scripture? What word? It's not Bible. In those days, they didn't have access to canonized scripture. It's what God is saying about that territory. Custom kills what God is saying about the generation. God is not raising another pastor because he lacks pastor. He has enough. God is raising able ministers in tandem with visions for generations. And that word of God upon a generation can become void in your life by what? Paul said, see, you can't see Paul and his pursuing women. And for your information, Paul and Saul are the same thing. I think one is Aramaic, one is Greek. It's the same meaning. It's not even Paul now converted. God did not change his name. It's the same thing. Are you understand now? So you will not see a place where Paul was saying, I used to be a drunkard. I am not against your testimony, but I'm saying that we created that leverage platform for Satan. Yes. If you do, you know these meetings we do in youth meetings where you say people should talk. Are you speaking at all now? And maybe talk about their past. And you see people with joy painting deep pasts. We barely have people that can say past. When you don't say a past, they say you are lying. Is that true? If I say I was never in a relationship with you, they say, What was I lie? You don't understand what I'm saying. And I'm serious about this. I didn't. They say, when somebody say, I was bad. Yeah. So, but I hope you got my body. Because I'm not against the person saying the testimony. I'm against the knowledge of the church reproducing that testimony. May we build a kind of church again where people like Paul can say, I didn't smoke, I didn't drink. But there was something about my not allowing God in my region. I see not at all now. I fought God with my structure. I was successful, but the business I built didn't grant God platform to raise men. That's Paul's testimony. Custom made me own the business. The church saturated the atmosphere. You couldn't even find a prostitute. Are you speaking at all now? Nobody had the moral right of choice anymore. We will not be able to stop. What do you call this? Pornography now? I think that's the most valiant weapon on the internet. Is that correct? Of course, yes. You will not be able to stop it. These days now, Yahoo Mail will tell you to sign up for a ad, something where you don't sell this advert. And if you click no, the next thing you see a beautiful lady in lingerie, or what do you call lingerie? You know what I'm saying? And she's lingering too. So while you're trying to see your proposal mail, she's like this way. And you will do shakababa. So you close the Yahoo Mail. How will you read your mail? May we raise a church with stamina above that stuff. And while there is lingering, there is a fireful Christian content too by the side. People that have broken through in God, but run ads to give people options still. That's where we get in this church. It's not hard to make our message go far. The message has flown. So that when you are saying lingering, you see this is the covenant of life. Yes. Pay the dollars and keep the option there. That's the only contribution you have. May you be that kind of man in that day with platforms in your hand. Some of you are, let me say this by the passage. Many of you are praying, Lord, if I break through this, my startup, I will shock you, I will shock the body of Christ. Don't shock us, we're already shocked enough. Are you seeing me at all now? The shock is too much. You will not break through, it's not a cause. You know why? Because the platform is not ministry oriented. It's not ministry. Listen, once you are a Christian, anything you do is a ministry. Even if you are selling puff puff. I want us to pray some moment. May Jesus move in our region, in Nigeria, and your nations. Forgive my bias. Nigeria is our host nation. Are you speaking at all now? and there'll be a church in motion. Is that, am I correct? There'll be a church on campuses. I have a heart. I believe with all of my heart. I see well and clearly. And I know Jesus Christ is doing something on campuses again. It might not make sense, but watch it. It's true. The days of, there are a lot of struggling believers with true assignments, but there's no coordinated systems because there is no the church. And Jesus knows I promised him one, it's true. When I had the privilege to see some of our buildings and our lands, one of the instructions I saw like a man take me around, show me things, and I know he was trying to show me what to do. You have heard me say before, we'll build a lot of auditoriums that we don't need for ministries that are coming. You have heard me say before publicly, that's why he showed me first. The Lord, the first thing we build is not a church we use. Many ministries died because they didn't have the stamina to pull through seasons that are headed stage. Are you people? Yes. There are many genuine callings and anointings without facility. And let me tell you the balance. If you try to help, they will say it's pride. So don't be saying, if you attempt to help. A young man showed up one day and sent me an email. He said, the Lord says, send me the email that I will get the message. So he sent a lot of equipment, and the bill was over 100 million. They wanted to start out a fellowship. So he needed like 100M. And I typed on plenty M. And I sent it back, but I'm not sure it's up to 100 million M. But I sent plenty M, and I sent it back to him. Because the email wrote 100 M. There was no naira there. So 100 M is 100 M. Yes. That's not to start out to work. At all. When Christ will come, he will not judge the pulpit, the lights, the curtains, the everything. He will judge the word, the people made, ministry bettered, region taken, that generation, that's all. What you now need to get the word, may we have it. Are you with me at all now? But while it's true what I said now, they are genuine people. Some of you need to carry a real burden for such people. Of course, yes. In UK, there is a culture. You know, church is not for profit in UK. Are you with me at all now? So, when you begin to amass wealth so much, the government will come into your accounts and get some funds out and go to share for. Make your research. Some churches actually quickly run their money back to the Naira account to keep their riches. And that is how church should be. A church should not be prospering and see one suffering. Once we discern you are a true house of God, we should create systems. And don't think, what have you done? I've done my best. There has not been a gadget used in this ministry that we kept. After we had a new one, we gave them to the church. All of it, all. Someone needs what you are praying, another one. Get the message at all now. The culture we grew with says you must not, because part of how they know you succeed that you have plus the one that is wasting. Now you don't even have enough, but there is a waste mentality inside of you. It will limit the scope of your making. Did you get the message at all now? Lord, from today, take me on a transformative walk against cultures making the word of God upon my life of none effect, especially as touching my making in ministry. Our curriculum is beautiful. We're still going to deal with fulfilling your ministry, a lot of stuff. So let's be patient. At making of a minister, I can get to part 5. Just let me go gradually. Even in church, management culture. The eternal life we receive is not seen in the things we use because we lack management. It's that simple. Help us, Lord. The Bible says you're making the word of God of none effect. I mightily grew the word. He prevailed. The thought. You are not a minister until you secure the thought of God. Territory, ministry, region, generation. You are not a minister. Don't convince yourself because they are already calling you MOG or Papa. Without the security of a word, you don't have authority. Believe these things. Authority is a legal use of power, and power follows the word. If you don't know what God is doing in this region, you come here, you will die a natural death. Of course, yes. We are dealing with custom personally. Please labor in prayers. We are going to deal with customs also corporately, that our regions can actually find the privilege of genuine churches better. The church in Ikeja, the church in something, the church in Ogun State, the church responsible for the atmospheric climate and condition, not churches, but not the church. No, Jesus must be seen, because able ministers of the New Testament bring him to the stage. Is that how desirous you are of the will of God and the hand of God? Is that the best you'll ever do? With a shout of your glory, Lord, we in everything. Please, we in everyone, all of us. With a shout of praise, we in everyone, we in everyone, everyone in this room, everyone online, with a shout. We eat everything. We eat everyone. We are the shots. Hallelujah. I want you to hold someone by your side. Lord, every territorial culture limiting the life of God over us as a people, we break such powers, because it's principality and powers. Powers there is exousia. Read your New Testament scripture. Exousia is authority. Principalities use authority. Are you speaking at all now? Authority is from the word. What did God say about your region? On this campus, Satan is as powerful as the word that he perverted. Does it make some sense now? Our ministries are as strong as the word that they secured. Now, ministers rise on the strength of that word. Preachings, teachings come, is rhema of the logos. Do you understand now? The word is taught logos. Preaching every Friday is rhema of that logos. That's how you accurate. Not preaching once it's Valentine, you preach on marriage. It's nice, but it's not always perfect. Are you speaking now? And once it's something you preach, no, that is what God is doing. Lord, we take authority. We take authority. Every culture crippling the word of God in this region and territory, we take authority. Labor as a church genuine. We take authority. We are not powerless people. No. This is the church in the region. We are not powerless people. With everyone. With everyone. With a shout. We eat of Jesus, let there be a season of refreshing upon us. The church is supposed to be the one that builds the culture. Do you understand now? What people eat should be a function of what we did. I hope you know, because the people selling are the people in church attempting to produce by the life of God, which means the things that are carcinogenic cannot be sold in our region. Are you in church? There is a culture in advanced worlds. I know this about, what do you call these things you bake? Or food that are baked, products, whatever, you know, pastries and all, I'm grateful. Listen, when a grocery or whatever maybe gets bread, I see most of them bake their bread. After some, I believe, less than 24 hours, the bread can't be sold anymore. you know, we're talking culture. I want to go to America. Let's thank the church of a generation that was the church. Everything you see in the U.S. today did not happen because there were good presidents. There was a church that the president could not but only move under the cloud they created. Are you seeing me at all now? So, when I think you have to make bread to give poor people less privilege. Are you seeing me at all now? Believe it, make your research. Cultures that are biblical is from the scripture, because the founding fathers of the land were Christians. That's what the church does. The church is not who has the largest crusade and the most suffering. You now choose the one with large crusade and say, this is where God is. God is in both places. They need to synergize for God to be seen on the landscape. Lord, put upon us a season of refreshing. A strange season where we begin to culture makers, culture shifters. Please cry. I hope you got the message. That's how many sons are made. A season of refreshing. A season of refreshing. A season of refreshing. While it's true that we are no more limited by cultures of this world, we now take our warfare against princes by the writing of cultures. We now begin to bring cultures to sin. We are responsible for cultures on the face of the earth. Our territory responds to the cultures we wrote. They live in accordance with the cultures that we prescribe. Seasons of refreshing. In the name, say amen if you are still in church. You can drop your hands. 5 minutes you want to cry. Lord, rekindle my fire. My fire for Jesus. My fire for the church. Defending the faith. This one is much more than come and see what God has done. Fresh fire. You see, everything that is producing light has some fire. If you touch any of this bulb now, it will burn you. We are not to spread fire, we are to spread light. I see if you are taught, let your light so shine. But there is a fire that is producing the light. Lord, rekindle my fire as a person. Let me be the difference the church produced. Let me be the difference. Let me be the person they can point to and say, see what God is doing. Fresh fire, fresh fire. This fire is not to fall people down. This fire is not for you to be dramatic. It's a light that is a revelation of the bright, that even if there is no Christian on earth, there is still me. Fire that burns of culture, burns of Nigerian, burns of being a Yoruba person. Set me on fire again, Lord. A strange pursuit. Soul winning is an effect, a strange pursuit. Set me on fire again, Lord. Ah! Set me on fire again, Lord. 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 Fire in the scripture helps reveal. I will sit upon you as a purifier of silver and gold. I will sit upon you like the sons of Levi. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Come on. The people in the world are looking at you and I, and they are defining Christians through you. You have misrepresented enough. Set me on fire. People have taught God less enough. Set me on fire. And don't think I'm talking about holding people and putting them on Instagram that you held them down. I'm talking about building structures that Jesus Christ lives through. Structures. Culture shapers. Culture shapers. Platform shaping culture. Even church shaping culture. And the church is not perfect until there is societal transformation. It's not about great Christians. It's about great territorial ministry. Lord, set us on fire. Set us on fire. Set us on fire. Make us passionate again. Make us passionate again. Come on. Let the zeal of the Father's house consume us. Let the zeal of the Father's house consume us. Let 6 hours not be enough. Let 6 hours not be enough. Many of you are tired. 3 minutes convergence. 3 minutes, 3 hours. People are gasping for breath, yearning for food, crying for water to drink. What a generation. Cause us to be close again to the realms of making. Let time not be enough in the dealings of God upon our destiny as a generation. Set us on fire. Set us on fire. Hey.
Lord, set this church on fire for you. For you. Oh Lord. Lord, please set this house on fire for you. We want to burn. We want to know your ways. Lord, we want to know your days. Lord, we want to know your ways. Lord, we want to know your days. Lord, we want to know. Is he a cry? Yes, we want to know you. Yes, we want to know you. Hallelujah. There was a day I was going to study up on the body of Christ in this series also, where a stream brought a supply and everybody wanted to come to the church to marry. The church was so present and witnessing by default. If you wanted to get a good wife, where did you go to? But I know people say, I can't marry a church girl. I hope you know it's a normal balance. I can't marry a church guy. Have you heard those words before? Now we are doing God of the bad boys. I know you say it's creativity. No problem. God of the bad boys. What kind of church will we build? Like those days when there were big bells in the orthodoxical churches. I asked why. Because there were prayer hours. Doesn't matter where you are walking, there is a church that will ring a bell. The workplace must give you a break. Because even your girl will go to pray. Once you hear the dingle bang, are you sitting at all now? Everybody marched. And then they prayed and went back to work. And then 3 hours again. Are you sitting at all? It's called devotion. Are you sitting at all? Muslims will shut down roads. You go through Agege, once it's hour of prayer. Are you seeing me at all now? Because of devotion. Christians will block road because they bought new cars, not because of devotion. Today, if you come to church and say you came to church to look for wife, you will see your mate that came to look for husband also. Two unwell people looking for partners. There was a day when people only employed Christians because they were sure, even if you don't know the job was safe with you. Deeper Life had this light so much on them. Are you a Christian? Says that day. It's not about the will let, there's something called on the job training. Am I correct? Well, you train people for the employment they received. So you don't have, don't worry, but you're a Christian. And get a job. They were sure they will not be confusing 0 and 1 for 9. There will not be one money they just share among the staff. From where? When they just share it, the wind, money comes. They just share it. Lord, bring back these days upon us so that the generation can step into our mandate. Let every territory give space for the church of that region. The head is the Lord. That's how you pray that prayer. Let Mushi grant allowance for the church of Jesus in Mushi. The head is the Lord. Let Ogba bet the church of Jesus for Ogba. The head is the Lord. Let our campuses, please pray for our campuses, I beg of you. Let our campuses produce. There should be joy when all campus comes together. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say now. Jesus, you are in heaven listening to me. Let my words please you today. Be benevolent upon a generation. Everything I said is not our work. It's what we are supposed to stand upon. Because certain people got there. We destroyed everything. With secularism. Humanism. Generalization. Yes. You hear Christians say, if God is this, I can't follow that kind of God. And you're watching a young man. May we do well. In the days where footballers teach you about marriage. Of course, yes now.
You see what we are talking about now? It's high time we have to discuss all these things in church, because Paul wrote on trend issues also in church. Let the days come so a generation can step into our mandate. Let the days come so we can step into our vision. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Raise Puritan amongst us. Raise righteous men amongst us. Raise righteous men amongst us. And we are the Puritans. We are the righteous men. In the name of Jesus.
We want to know your way. We want to know your days. Hey. Lord, we want to know your ways. And we want to live your days. Yes. Oh, yes, we want to know your
Yes, we want to know your days. When will the day come? Look at me. I will discern there is a conference holding somewhere. We will now shut down services. Are you seeing me at all now? And join them. Because this is what God is doing. There is every weekly convergence. Listen. There are things called constants and there are variables. Mathematics, is that correct? Even any form of life. Don't let me say mathematics. A constant is what must be. Is that correct? Sabbath is a constant. When you gather is not a constant. Is that true? In Dubai and all of that, when is Sabbath? Help me. That should be Friday. The holy day is Friday now. Don't be boxed. Are you seeing me at all? In Israel, holy day is Saturday. In our nation, the holy day is Sunday. Variables. The constant is Sabbath. There must be a holy day. All this is something, leave the arguments. Follow me carefully. So a day comes, we discern that a young man puts up something together. We know this is what God is attempting to break through us. And we announce in church that Jesus Christ is doing something. So that's where we are converging as a church. May the day come back again upon us. Once they are doing conference, people too put on conference too. Are you seeing me at all now? See, look at all the conferences we hold in the city. What to what effect? No, I'm not insulting. Are you to get the message? Yes. And so the best of us that gather enough funds use places like TB Square. Am I correct? TBS. Once a year. I've told you until we use it every now and then, because a whole city in Lagos gather to hear the word. And sometimes it's Paul that preached. Are you seeing me at all? It's not any man's church. That's the body. So sometimes it's apostle. Sometimes it's pastor. Sometimes, are you seeing me at all? Nobody's coming for their preferred apostle. Today now, people choose pastors like celebrities. There will be a conference, maybe four preachers. The guy will not come until his own guy comes. You know the way you call Ronaldo or mommy? You will soon call pastor mommy shortly. Just give it time. Say, ah, papa or mommy. It will happen the way we are going. And conference started. The guy will refuse to go. Then he now realized, he came yesterday. Fuck off. I was waiting for his day. He said his session is still two. The next thing, God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man, God cannot be. Lord, a fresh revival. This is a home church, right? I've taught on the revivals. After this ministry conference or whatever we're doing, is already a conference, so don't mind the whole something. If you want tea, let them know. They'll make tea. So if you want to feel like it's a conference, they'll make tea. All those things are not a problem. They want to zip. Maybe you will do tea. So they will know that you are coming for a real training. Are you seeing me at all? I want meat pie. That I would discern that what you are doing is what God showed me, and I will support. Go and read history of churches in England, please do. You don't understand what I'm trying to say now. A man in history died because he competed with tents. Today we compete and God is not saying nothing about it. Are you sure we have not lost it? A man in history died because he attempted to build a tent bigger than someone else's own. Like they were doing, you have built this one, let's build bigger. I don't mean that physically. You know what I mean? That's functionality. Today we compete and God, are you sure God is even conscious of what we are doing? Lord, revive us. Revive us, Lord. Revivals, Lord. As a generation, I'm not talking to the, I hope you will hear me well. I have a generation I'm sent to. I'm not talking to all the fathers who, I'm dealing with you that I'm sent to. Revivals, Lord. This isolation is damaging us. Many people have backlog of emotions and many things. Lord, revive us. He lost as a generation. Lord, revive us. That your works can be announced in our midst again. Revive us, Lord. Revive us, Lord. Revive us. Let your works not be far from us. Lord, revive us. Lord, revive us. You are praying. Examples I said, there is the other side to it, that is the extreme. If this man closes meeting because God is doing something here, a generation will say that this one has more superiority than him. So we are a generation fighting for our ranks. If you don't sound like something, the people don't accept you. Is that true? Because so you have to fight for yourself. Produce dangerous soldiers. I don't mean sophisticated one. You know what I mean by dangerous? You will soon know that everything he's doing is not because there are people doing this so that they will not see shame. Do you know an average minister cannot shut down, even if he feels like he's tired or he needs to retreat because of what we the people? Jesus, and you are in heaven watching us. So be benevolent unto us. Some of you need to carry this same body and be praying for, especially the young people God is helping, you know, imagine your time, so that they will not come into these things because they agree with it. Jesus Christ's disciple came and said, we saw some people trying to cast out devils, you understand, kind of stuff. I said, see, if they are not against us, they are for us. It's in your Bible. So it's an age-long war. It did not start out today. You know sometimes you have thought now. I don't know how to teach this series, but I know I have a message for someone. Are you sitting at all now? I do, I'm sure. I don't know how to do it well, but I will do it well. Lord, be merciful upon our generation. Have mercy upon our leadership and our followers that should become, because in the kingdom, leaders beget leaders through followership. Lord, be merciful. How do I say this thing well? In a generation where things are fought because is not there. It's not what they are used to. I hope you know. Listen, listen, look at me. I hope you know we have killed more revivals than we received in our generation. Once it does not fit into our moral construct, do you understand what I'm trying to say now? We shut it down. Once it's not like what are you seeing at all, we shut it down. And I tell you the truth. The harvest is truly plenty. Laborers are not few. There are no laborers. You know, people think I'm a Christian. They are no. I mean, I'm giving you a report. I'm not preaching. There are no laborers. If there are laborers, I won't do all the heck of work upon my life. Are you seeing at all now? Even I want to rest. May God raise genuine people. People that are genuine to God and a generation. Nobody will need to be policing you. The Bible says, for their sake I sanctified myself. It's in your scripture. So now sanctify them. It's in your scripture. Jesus, Son of God, said, they didn't need to monitor me. I sanctified myself. Sanctify is the word transformation. Are you seeing at all now? I did everything to myself, and the people are not there watching me. I became all things to all men, Apostle Paul. I became all things to all men. Peter poured myself as a drink offering. You, self. Do you know if things don't profit in people's life, they don't participate in this kingdom? Are you aware? Well, praise it. If people partner, you don't recognize them, they will stop. I came to train you all around. You don't understand what I'm saying? People say, well, we probably just want to have this. Why? Did you partner with my head? Is it not? Did they close the church on Sunday? You came, you didn't see the church? Where did we find that thing from? That thing, when you partner, you have 30 minutes phone call with Papa. Show me the verse in scripture. Find it for me, maybe in the book of Romans. Are you, so people do this. Are you still with me at all now? People don't partner because they are led or is a Christian right. People, have mercy upon her. My generation. Maybe it will be more relative. Let the rising of genuine men begin through my life. Find me first. Find my generation next. Have mercy upon us. This thing of career, modern calling, let it die a natural death. Some of you, when you are late, you will run to church, to your place of work. You will run there that you will lie. You got 8:30, you write 8:04. If it's church, you say they didn't even care to know how you even got here safely. When you can't make your place of work, you will call. Is that true? People come and say, they didn't even ask me why I did not come. There's no love. People make mistakes at work and go straight apologizing, even with a letter. People make mistakes in church and believe after all. Lord, have mercy upon my generation. Have mercy upon my generation. Find a people amongst us, a people worthy of the things that you are doing, a people worthy of what you are building, a people worthy of the things you are doing. Let us not be what you are handing. Let us be the hope of a generation and future truly. Find the people amongst us in the name of Jesus. Please pray. Find the people amongst us. 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 Take the day of weaknesses away. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen if you believe. Amen. I won't shut down my prayers, but I want us to make a commitment together. This is your first offering today. If it was a service, I had your a leading to start out a prayer, a midnight prayer, like 12 midnight. But I've not been able to do because of many things. Are you with me at all now? But we'll try and start. It must always have to be with me. Is that correct? But this is how we start. We'll first start individually. Do you understand the message? I want the people that will pledge 30 minutes, 12 to 12:30 a.m. Or if you are not a night day, there are people that are not night people. Are you understand what I'm saying? It's possible, but if you will not be great if you are not a night person. But it's alright to start a day person. 30 minutes in the day. Are you seeing me at all now? And you are going to be praying for yourself as a project, your generation, and the ministry. How many people do I have in this church? Let me see, answer up above your head. It's a commitment though. If you won't do it, don't. 30 minutes of no supervision. That if you don't do it, you know you have done wrong. We agree. I'll volunteer by 12. So 12 to 12:30. Beyond, may I pray beyond about 30 minutes intentionally? And my job will be praying for those praying. That's all I'll be doing. Are we still together? 30 minutes. Are you following me? Father, in the name of Jesus, your hands up, all of us. I know you, Lord, that every time a people attempt things that is not their self, there is always a release poured upon them beyond what they asked or think. Lord, this is a pledge this evening or this night in this room that we will take it intentionally upon ourselves to begin to 30 minutes of genuine agreement intercession. We receive empowerment, and I prophesy in the name of Jesus that the grace comes. The grace to actually pray on your knees and stand on your feet. The grace to speak as touching a people. The grace to become witnessing and storage systems. May that grace come upon our lives and destiny. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy over your life and destiny, all the graces and the dimensions that God will be wrought through you, may your lives be opened. We open up our receptacles and our bowels. In the name of Jesus, may there be space. And I declare, the Bible says, call on me. It says, I will show you. From today, step into a realm of seeing great and mighty things. You are no more oblivious of what God is doing in your days. And you have a capacity to bring people into that day. On the strength of this word, we declare ministries are bettered. Real ministry starts from intercession, soul winning, before work of ministry. You begin your journey today. In extension, people online, people agree with us online. We'll find a system, I assure you. I don't know how it will work, but 12, and I think it's going to be a beautiful thing. It doesn't have to be so, I like excellence so much. It can just be something correct, right? We prophesy in the name of just our online people, may the grace sit upon you also. All of our regions open up. All of our regions open up. All of our regions open up. We declare by the authority of this word that we step into territorial testimonies. So from today, part of your testimony is what the territory opens up to be better through your life. As we yield a salvation for you, Jesus is glorified over your destiny. Thank you, Father, for answer prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen if you're in church. Come on, shout amen. Thank you, Lord. Give some praise to Jesus and thank you for whatever you have received today. I know it's an apostolic service here and there, and it's not personal, but give him praise. Please do so. Thank him. I'm shutting down the service almost instantly. Give him some praise. Thank him. Thank him from the depth of your heart. I know many of us are not used to giving praise after this kind of service, because I see the Lord opening a new sea. Many things have happened to you. Be sensitive, people, in Jesus' name. Father, glory to the name of the Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for converging with us. May the Lord bless you. I want to pray a special prayer for you. Please say amen. May my God encourage you. May the God that sent me encourage you. May the God in heaven I preached to you just now, and his mandate and vision, may he encourage every one of you in this room, online, on our platform, we'll watch later, in the name of Jesus. It's a lot for a man to sit down for 3 hours and you are listening to things that is not your immediate reality. May Jesus add consolation to your experience. This is a prayer from my heart. May Jesus encourage you. I prophesy over your life, may you receive consolations. Whatsoever will happen in your life that will encourage you to stay in the word, stay in the teaching ministry, ministry of the word and signs, to labor, to fast, may you receive your Lord today in the name of Jesus. Online, receive your testimony in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answer prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Convergence again next week, Friday, 4 p.m. Are you with me at all now? Also, convergence is holding in Ogun State, 4 p.m. on Sunday. Monday study, 10 p.m. Monday night, I'm reminding myself again, we're going to walk our midnight prayers. I still feel torn now. The Lord will give us wisdom and grace in the name of Jesus. You want to get your givings going? I bless your givings in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, the Bible says, give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, praise down. Men will give to your bosom. I speak, may men give to you. May you have favor with God. May you have favor with men. I declare you are blessed. And so your giving is blessed. The Lord has respect unto your givings. in the name of Jesus. Every forms of giving, receive the life of God. Tithes, offerings, all of the redemption, whatsoever I declare, receive the life of God. I declare you will not know scarcity. You will not lack food. You will not lack wheat. You will not lack wine. You will not lack oil. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answer prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. See you next week, Friday. You may cast your givings.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.